1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You know why you're here. You have a goal, a dream, a state title in reach. You march toward the field and the sound fills the air like thunder. An army on the verge of war.
Third down and 12 yards to go now. Third and long. What's the throw? Tries to set up a screen. He is going to be hit and he's going to be sacked back here at the 35-yard line.
Every single man in this army plays a vital role. Every single man has a job to do.
Going to grab the ball here for the Blue Hawks at the 15-yard line, back to the 20, and he is dropped down.
Every single man is a vital link in this great chain, on this great army, on this great team.
And now safe to say it gets back here in 2009. They're going to the state championship. We're down to 3-2-1. Congratulations, safe to say. The Blue Hawks have won it.
It's game day on 1230 KHAS. Tonight on 1230 KHES, we head out to Duncan Field for the first round of the Class C2 state playoffs as the St. Cecilia Bluehawks will play host at Thayer Central. The Bluehawks beat the Titans 28-14 in the final game of the regular season. It's a rematch, and the loser goes home. Let's take you out to Duncan Field for the call of tonight's game. Here's the broadcast team of Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHAS. And welcome to Duncan Field as we get set for this opening round game in Class C2 tonight as the Titans out of Third Central get ready to take on the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Yeah, this is a rematch from the final ball game of the 2012 regular season when St. Cecilia went down to Hebron and knocked off a Third Central by the score of 28 to 14. Now everything is on the line. The winner will move on to the next round of the state playoffs on Wednesday of next week, and the loser is finished for the season. Both of these teams come in a record of 5 wins, 3 losses on the season, and each team has lost to the exact same teams, Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, and Hastings St. Cecilia for Thayer Central. Donovan Trumbull knocked off a Thayer Central by a score of 45-6. Sutton knocked off Thayer Central by a score of 50-14. And then St. Cecilia beating Thayer Central by a score of 28-14. Of course, Hastings St. Cecilia losing 3 games this year to Blue Hill, 28-20. Also to Sutton, 14-6. And to Donovan Trumbull by a score of 38-21. Temperature, we're going to be sitting, they tell us, 41 degrees here at game time. I'd beg to differ on that, baby. It's 41 degrees at game time. Winds will be out of the north at about 21 miles per hour. The wind chill is at 32 degrees as we welcome back to Jim Purcell, spending time last weekend in Kansas. And James, welcome back to football. And we've got to Hastings St. Cecilia here at Duncan Field tonight. What's going to be a very chilly night here.
You suppose? Yeah, you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Boy, I go down there and bask in the sunshine at the NASCAR race for about 4 days, and great weather come back to this here at Duncan Field. But, going to be a very cold, crisp evening. Wind out of the north that's blowing into our partially covered scaffolding area that we have put a makeshift blind up here a little bit to try to block a little bit of the wind. But you mentioned a rematch of last week's game. Hastings St. Cecilia struggled a little bit in that ball game before they ended up winning by a couple of scores. But the biggest thing is for the Hawks in tonight's game, they have been nailed with injuries all season long. They have yet to have a full crew that they started with in that game against Centennial a few months ago, and they're hoping to have everybody back healthy tonight. Special teams has been a huge deal. They've given up a couple of touchdowns on kick return, one here, and more importantly to Blue Hill, which Blue Hill returned for the game-winning score. But it's been special teams that has really hurt the Blue Hawks over the season. It's been big play special teams, but the Hawks tonight, after a big game last week with Joel Groppel over 150 yards of rushing, they'll look to get his game going. Nick Brulette will be a big part of this offense. And I look for Cesar Tino tonight to get into the action. Tino has not really been too much of a threat since that Centennial game back the very first game of the season, and he proved to be the big deep threat. But I look for him to have a big game tonight. Xander Schmidt back after hampered with injuries through the season. So I look for the Hawks to really come out, try to establish a running game, try to go up top a couple times to Tino, and I look for special teams to be playing a little bit better. Carl said in the pregame show that they had worked on it over this week of practice, and so hopefully special teams will play a big role, and St. Cecilia will not give up the big play tonight.
Yeah, you mentioned the special teams there. Central had a big play against the Hastings St. Cecilia on special teams a week ago, plus St. Cecilia got a blocked punt that set up St. Cecilia's second touchdown, so special teams played a big factor in the ball game a week ago.
Well, they really have, and that's going to be one thing that Hastings St. Cecilia going into the playoffs, you hear all the coaches that we've listened to all night long, you wipe the schedule clean. This is a fresh new season now. You've got to start out. You don't have a lot of opportunity to put in a new offense or put in a lot of different looks and sets. You look for just relying on what has gotten you to the playoffs. And I look for St. Cecilia to rely on that offense, which has been a high-powered one all season long. But again, special teams could play a big role in this ball game here tonight.
Starting lineups brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. St. Cecilia will go with Xander Schmidt at quarterback tonight, 185 and a senior. Joe Groffel will be your fullback. He'll be 210 and a senior. Nick Bruliette will be the running back, 140 and a senior. Your split end will be Cesar Tino, 175 and a senior. The tight end tonight will be Cannon Howell, 190-pound junior. Avery Driscoll will be your wing back, 150-pound junior. In the offensive line for St. Cecilia, at center will be Chris Hartford, 230 and a senior. Lance Schmidt will start at right guard, 210 and a junior. Trevor Ernst will be the left guard, 190 and a junior. Tommy O'Keefe will be your left tackle, 190 and a junior. Alex Sheehy will be your right tackle, 185 and a junior. For Hastings St. Cecilia on defense, a defensive end, Chris Hartford, 230 and a senior. Cody Zexter gets the start in there. It's a defensive tackle tonight, 195 and a sophomore. Trevor Ernst, 190 and a junior, the other tackle, and Tommy O'Keefe will be the defensive end, 190 and a junior. The linebackers for St. Cecilia, Tyler Wilnard, 185 and a junior. Joel Groffel, 210 pounds and a senior. Jarrett Jackson will get the start at outside linebacker, 170 and a senior. The other linebacker will be Alex Sheehy, 185 and a junior. And the defensive secondary for St. Cecilia, you'll have Cesar Tino, 175 and a senior. Luke Carey, 160 and a senior. And Nick Brilliette, 140 pounds and a senior. Check the starters for the Titans right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Back here at Duncan Field, your starters for Theron Central tonight. Caleb Godekin will be your quarterback, 6 foot 145 and a junior. Dalton Kenning will be your running back, 5'9", 151 and a senior. Jacob Kniebe will be your running back, 5'8", 164 and a junior. That's a wide receiver will be Gregory Deitman, 5'7", 136 and a senior. The other wide receiver will be Trev Mum, 5'10", 140 and a junior. The tight end will be Jay Cottom, 5'8", 173-pound sophomore. Your center tonight for Theris Central will be Cody Krula, 5'6", 156-pound junior. At right guard will be Cody Mum, 5'10", 217 and a senior. Cole Harris gets to start at left guard, 5'9", 182 and a junior. At left tackle will be Jared Marsh, 6 foot 166 and a junior. And at right tackle will be Brian Munger, 6 foot 1, 165 and a senior. Theris Central on the defense will go with Jared Marsh across the front. 6 foot 166 and a junior. Cody Mum, 5'10, 217 and a senior. Cole Harris, 5 foot 9, 182 and a junior. Brian Munger, 6 foot 1, 165 and a senior. Your linebackers today for Theris Central will be Cody Krula, 5 foot 6, 156 pound junior. And also Jacob Kniebe, 5 foot 8, 164 pound junior. They're going to go with five defensive backs in the ballgame here today. Gregory Dykeman, 5'7", 136, and a senior. Trev Mum, 5'10", 140-pound junior. Clayton Hins, a 5'11", 144-pound junior. Also, Dalton Kenning, 5'9", 151, and a senior. And the other DB will be Caleb Golikson, or Godikin, 6'1", 145, and a junior. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank member, FDIC. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for football tonight, St. Cecilia and Third Central on 1230 KHIS. All right, playoff football for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS, Hastings St. Cecilia and Third Central here tonight. Let's take a look at the injury report brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes the natural approach is the best approach for your optimal health and achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from one of the area's most trusted chiropractors, Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic. They're located at 321 North Burlington in Hastings and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com. Hastings St. Cecilia, according to Carl Tesmer, as healthy as they've been all season long. Most of the guys have been banged up throughout the year, are available to play tonight, and most of them will be in the starting lineup for Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. The injury report is brought to you by Dr. Troy E. Wilson of Hastings Family Chiropractic Care. They're located at 321 North Burlington in Hastings. So it's a playoff football. Both of these teams 5-3. Again, they saw each other just a week ago down in Hebron. That was a windy and a cold night down in Hebron a week ago. Now we've got to very similar conditions here tonight. St. Cecilia threw just one pass against their Central a week ago. They want to throw the ball a little bit more tonight, but I don't know if the weather conditions are going to allow them to do that. Jimmy, winds out of the north at 21 miles per hour, and it's going to cause a problem here at the field tonight.
Well, and they are brisk before the game down on the field, and it's going to cause problems coming over the bricks here at Duncan Field. I know Carl Tesmer said in the pregame show, he kind of expects a Godekin to go up top a little more than what he did last week. Exceptionally high winds last week down in the Hebron area for that ball game. So it'll be interesting to see what Josh Lanick comes up with, a familiar foe that we know. We remembered him several years ago for, I believe, Wahoo Bishop Newman playing in the state championship against the St. Cecilia Bluehawk team as quarterback. Then we got to follow him through college at Midland University. That was an outstanding athlete there. Now the head coach here at Thayer Central. So just kind of fun to watch players develop through high school and college. That just shows you how long we have been around. We have been around a long time. We haven't gotten any smarter because we have allowed ourselves to do a game from outside. And I want to thank you for bringing me along for the sideshow here this evening.
I thought it would be a nice return back to the Cornhusker State after you spent a weekend down in Kansas. Welcome back, and we just get to do a game outside where it's a 32 degrees wind chill. Here's the kickoff. St. Cecilia going to grab the ball inside the 20-yard line. Comes back quickly with it across the 25-30 onto the 35, all the way out to about the 37-yard line. Returning the ball for Hastings St. Cecilia was Cesar Tino. So we'll see what St. Cecilia can do here offensively here in this football game. Again, they kept it basically on the ground a week ago. They rushed for 345 yards against Third Central. Only one pass. They were 0 for 1. Meanwhile, Third Central ran for 154 yards in the ball game. They threw for only 25. So we'll see what St. Cecilia will do here as we've now we got to not only the cold weather conditions, now we got the sun right in our eyes. Here's Xander Schmidt up to the line of scrimmage. He rolls down the line of scrimmage. He's going to run it. He's across the 40 to the 45 to the 50. He's still on his feet. Down to the Third Central 45-yard line. Xander Schmidt taking the ball inside Titan territory in the very first play. Not only the tackle is made back there by Third Central, and making the stop for the Titans was Caitlin Winsky. Winsky did not play a week ago. He's back in the lineup now. We'll see him at tight end as well, but he makes the stop on the defense here for the Titans of Third Central.
Nice run by Xander Schmidt, just quarterback keeper off the right side. Good blocking by that offensive line. One thing to look at tonight, only two guys on this Stair Central roster over 200, only one of them in the starting role. That could play a big factor tonight with this big offensive line for St. Cecilia.
Here's a Brulette. He gets the call. He bounces down the line of scrimmage, and he's tackled it down. He goes. He is tackled it down. He goes, getting through. There is a Jacob Kniep. Kniep, 5'8", 164-pound junior, the outside linebacker for Thayer Central. Brulette tried to bounce it down. They couldn't find a hole in there, so he bounces it to his left, and finally he runs into a big old Jacob Kniep, and he runs him down and throws him down to the turf.
Well, Brulette has been pretty successful this season, over 850 yards of rushing on the year. He gets him behind that big, tall offensive line. It's very tough to find him, not very tall, but he is very tough and got a lot of speed if he gets the outside. That was a loss of one. We'll call it second 11, ball at the 46.
Here's a running play. Nope, it's going to be a pass. Xander Smith throws it out here to the near side. It's caught. Cesar Tino's got the ball across the 40 to the 35, down to the 34-yard line. Cesar Tino on the reception there. Back, the tackle was made by Caleb Godekin, the defensive back for Thayer Central, a 6-foot, 145-pound junior. That's a first down for St. Cecilia. The Hawks on the move here on their first offensive drive.
Cesar Tino just on a crossing pattern there. Good protection for Xander Smith. Just kind of took a couple steps to the right side, delivered the ball out there right on the money. 12-yard gain, second first down. Initial drive of the ball game. St. Cecilia now down to the 34-yard line.
St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play. At Duncan Field here tonight, Brulette goes in motion to the far side, and they're going to give the ball away to him. He gets outside across the 35 to the 30. The ball pops loose. It's picked up by Thayer Central, but wait a minute. They're going to say he was down over there. Boy, the ball pops loose. That was very, very close as his knee was down on the turf, but that baby was very close. Thayer Central picked that baby up, and it was heading the other direction there, Jimmy. That would have been 6 points.
Yeah, it would have been all kinds of green out there, but again, Brulette, very low center of gravity. He likes to get down around, keeps his low center of gravity with his hand. Balance is very good. But again, right knee down to the turf. Picks up 4 yards, going to be second down. And six, ball is at the 31-yard line. Just underway here, 9:49 left to go in the first quarter.
No score between the Hawks and Thayer Central. Here's a inside handoff. Joe Groffel, easy bangs for some yardage across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Joe Groffel had a big night against Thayer Central a week ago, running for 152 yards against the Titans. He moves it all the way down to the 23-yard line, they say, officially. That's going to be a first down. So the Hawks on their first drive here has moved the ball down to the 23-yard line of Thayer Central. Everything on the ground so far for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Actually, one pass. That pass over to Santino, a gain of 12, but that one there to the big back. Groffel, he's a big bruiser, 8-yard carry, and a first down. That is first down number three, down to the 23.
There's a sweep now to Brulette as he tries to get outside. He's going to be hemmed in, and down he goes. Trying to bring it to the white side of the field, and he ran out of nothing but white shirts there. Tackle was made in there by Cole Harris, the defensive tackle. Harris, a 5'9", 182-pound junior for the Titans. That was a loss of about a yard in the play as Brulette could not get outside. Got the ball to about the 24-yard line. Second down and 11.
Well, give credit to the Thayer Central defense. They're not allowing St. Cecilia to get to the outside. They've tried to run a couple of stretch plays with the speed of Brulette, and they have been able to keep him in check a couple of plays behind the line of scrimmage. That was the second one for loss of yards. It is second down and 11.
Now they go with the Maryland I set here as they give the ball away to Brulette. He angles off on the right side, picks up 2, maybe 3, 4 yards on the play. Wilder is into the backfield that time for Hastings St. Cecilia as one of those backs in that Maryland I formation. Tyler Wilner, who's also, I understand, coming off of an injury, back in there now for St. Cecilia.
Third down.
That was a pickup of about 4 yards in the play. We'll call it third down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is sitting right at the 20-yard line at Thayer Central.
Brulette already with four carries in this ball game, just 7 yards. That one there was able to get a nice seam right off the right guard and pick up about 5 yards. It'll bring up a third and 7, ball down at the 20 of Thayer Central.
We're down to about 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter. There's a Xander Schmidt. He's got the ball out of the shotgun. Now he wants to run with it around the left end. He's going to be tripped up. Nice play over there by Cody Krula. Krula, the outside linebacker for Thayer Central, 5'6", 156, and a junior. A short gain there. We'll give him a pickup of 2 yards on the play. Xander trying to get outside, and Krula was right there defensively for the Titans. Now it's fourth down. St. Cecilia sitting at the 18-yard line, fourth down and 5 yards to go.
Well, we usually say this when the ball's out around the 35 or 40-yard line, you're in no man's land, but you are here with the wind blowing out of the north. It's make it almost an impossible a field goal opportunity. So the Hawks will go for it. First fourth down call of the ball game. The ball at the 18-yard line.
Ball's on the far side hash mark. Now Xander rolls this way. His pass is going to be caught down here on the near sideline. It should be enough for a first down.
The catch is made as they get the ball over here to Avery Driscoll. Driscoll makes his second reception of the season. And Avery Driscoll takes the ball all the way down to about the 5-yard line. And again, the angle that we have here at Duncan is almost next to impossible. But a nice pass down to the 5-yard line. And Driscoll has got the Hawks set up in point-blank range.
Avery Driscoll with a nice reception. That was the same pattern that Tino run earlier on this drive. Picks up nearly 14 yards. First and goal situation for St. Cecilia.
Here's a Brulietti. He angles off to the left side. He gets into the end zone for the score. 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Brulietti takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. It's his 10th scoring touchdown of the year. And St. Cecilia goes out on top on a score of 6-0.
5 carries, 12 yards for Nick Brulietti on that drive. And just a nice job of that offensive lineup on the left side. Chris Hartford doing a nice job opening up a hole over there. And Brulietti pretty much went in untouched. Xander Schmidt will be in to attempt the point after Brooks Asher. We'll do the holding here tonight. The Hawks on the board early, 6:58 left to go here in the first quarter.
So the first possession, the Hawks move it right down the field. Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and the extra point is going to be good.
By Schmidt.
So the PAT is going to be good. St. Cecilia grabs the lead here early in this football game. 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play in quarter number one. It's St. Cecilia 7, Third Central nothing.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Our high school football coverage in the state playoffs brought to you in part by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white, by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime, and by Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back. We're at Duncan Field. 7-0 is the score.
Boy,
the Hawks out on top.
Very impressive. 10 plays, 64 yards. St. Cecilia, a couple of plays of passing variety. 2 for 2 for Xander Schmidt, 26 yards. But a lot of it on the ground. The Hawks on the board early here as the kick is a short one.
Yeah, it's going to be picked up off of the turf and returned here by Third Central as they bring it across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. The ball is brought back by Gregory Dightman. He's the guy that returned the touchdown a week ago on a kickoff against the Hastings Saints to say after the Hawks scored. Dightman brought it right back for Third Central. That time he picked it off with the turf and did not have much up in the center of the field.
Well, we'll be able to update a lot of playoff games tonight. A lot of games are being played, all the C1, C2, D1, D2 games. A game that both of these teams are very familiar with, Sutton. They are leading Cambridge 36-0 at halftime. Sutton looking to make some noise in C2.
The winner of this ball game would play Sutton in the next round of the state playoffs next Wednesday. Here's Godekin with the ball. Fourth there is Central. The quarterback, he's going to run it himself out of the shotgun set as he brings it across the 35 to the 36 to the 37-yard line. Only a pickup of about 3 yards on the play as Joel Groffel is in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Groffel is the leading tackler for the Hawks this year. That is his 84th stop defensively. He's had not only a great a year on the offensive side of the ball, but also on Randy Aarons' coach defense here. A pickup of about 4 yards in a play, second down and 6 yards to go from the 37. Godekin is going to hand the ball away. Not much there. Spinning with the ball there is going to be Kenning. He brings the ball across to 40. Second effort up to about the 42-yard line. That's a Dalton Kenning. He has got 564 yards in the season. He picks up the first down there. Did not look like there's a whole lot of real estate over there, but Kenning making some nice moves. He spun at the line of scrimmage and got by a couple of would-be tacklers and picked up enough for a first down.
Yeah, good job by the 151-pound back. Doing a good spin move out there, picking up nearly 8 yards at a first down.
He gets the call this time, and he's going to be buried in the backfield all the way back here at the 40-yard line.
Buried by Kenning.
So Dalton Kenning, he gets through there, but not very far as Michael Wynn is in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Buries him for a loss of 4 yards in the play. Second down and 14. Great job of the defense right there.
Michael Wynn doing a great job. He's been kind of the mainstay all season long. He's been hampered by some injuries as well. But both sides of the football, offensive, defensively, he has done a tremendous job and a big defensive play there. Second down, we'll call it 14, ball back at the 40.
Gunnigan wants to throw the football, throws it back this way. It's going to be caught here by Kniev, and he's going to be tackled as he brings it across the 40-yard line. Just a short gain of about 2 yards over here for St. Cecilia again. It's going to be Alex Sheehy. Sheehy on the stop there for the Hawks. That was a short pickup as they bring it to about the 45 officially. Third down and about 9.5 yards to go. 5:17 to play as Third Central works from our right to our left.
Updating some more scores in C2. It is Blue Hill, another team that's very familiar with St. Cecilia. They are up early in their ball game. They lead, I believe, Kimball 14-0. That is early in the second quarter.
All right, third down and 9 yards to go. Here's Godekin with the ball. Sprints out right side, throws it over there. It's going to be caught. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. Down to the St. Cecilia 45-yard line. That's going to be very close to a first down. So the catch is made at the 45-yard line. That's Gregory Dightman over there on the reception for Third Central. That's his 21st reception of the year. And now they're going to bring in the measurement gang, I think, from the far sideline.
Well, we have a penalty flag sitting out here.
Penalty flag sitting back here at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, close to the near hash mark, so we'll see what this one is.
It's going to be a block, an illegal block, so that's going to wipe out a potential measurement from the far sideline. So a chop block here is going to be called on the Third Central. I think they would have had enough for a first down as the ball is sitting right between the 45 and the 46-yard line of St. Cecilia. That would have been enough for a first down. So the Hawks will take the penalty here. And now that's going to put the Third Central in another third down situation.
Yeah, Dyben had to go down to his knees to pick that football off the ground from Goodikin. And it would have been just enough for a first down. But they're going to march off the penalty here and take away a nice gain for Third Central.
Yeah, the line of scrimmage and where the penalty is at the 45-yard line. So the officials will mark it off from that point. You're listening to the Class C1 State High School football playoffs tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Adam Central is playing tonight. They will kick off at 7 o'clock, so running a little bit behind this ball game. Adam Central will have a rematch out at Patriot Field against the Minden Whippets. So a big penalty here as they move the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. A 15-yard penalty marched off here against Third Central. And now the Titans will be looking at it should be third down. They've got second down on the field here, but I think it should be third down.
Second down and 24 from the 30-yard line.
Now they're going to call it second down. I thought it was third down before.
You don't think our main man Gino over on the far sidelines would mess that up, would you?
I think that's they're going to question this, I think. I think they had third down before. We were on third down and 9. I remember that. We were down on third down and 9. So it should be still third down, and they don't revert back to second down. It should be third down, I think, on this particular play with 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play as the officials are going to confer. What was that college football game that they got 5 downs? That was Missouri once.
Yeah.
Several years ago.
Or pick any game this year. Yeah, a lot of strange football games this season. But, yeah, now they're going to change it. It's going to be third down, third and 24. The ball will be spotted at the Third Central 30. A very briskly moving first quarter here.
I was right for once. Third down and 24 yards to go. A big play here from their own 30-yard line. Third Central. A high snap. Godekin's going to bring it down. He's going to kick the ball. St. Cecilia had Cesar Tino back there, but he's going to let it go over his head. It's going to be down here at about the 37-yard line, about a 33-yard kick.
By Godekin.
So Godekin is not their usual punter, but he's a kicker. He's the point after touchdown guy. He kicks the ball on a quick kick on third down and long here after the penalty for a chop block offensively. So now St. Cecilia will come back out. They scored on their first possession of the ball game here tonight as they march the ball right down the field. 10 plays and 64 yards. Got in a 5-yard touchdown run from Bruliette.
Hawks did it via the 38, via the ground, 26 through the air. A couple of passes for Xander Schmidt on the money in this Hawk offense looking for more points. His second possession of the ballgame.
Xander Schmidt down the line of scrimmage. He brings it across the 40. He's into the open 45-50 at the 45-yard line at Third Central and finally brought down here at the 42. Xander Schmidt on the carry there. That was a simple option play, a quarterback Xander keeper Smith to the left side. Xander Schmidt moves it all the way down to the 42-yard line, and the Hawks are back in Titan territory here in the first quarter.
Three carries now on 38 yards for Xander Schmidt. Just a read option down the left side of the line and seen it open up off the end. Xander with a nice run, got out into that third central secondary, takes it across midfield, all the way down to the Titan 42-yard line. The Hawks on the move again at the four-minute mark in quarter number one.
High formation, Avery Driscoll comes in motion on their side. There's Groffel, he's into the open 40, 35. Groffel down to the 30-yard line, still fighting for some running room. Down to the 29-yard line, Joe Groffel. He is just a hard man to bring down with just one guy. But Joe Groffel, at 210 pounds and a senior, finally goes down on the play. Nice run by Groffel right up the pipe there as he moves the ball down to the 29-yard line and a first down for the Hawks.
Well, I believe I'm going to be tested tonight with a couple of guys rushing the football. Bruliette, actually three. Bruliette, Groffel, and Schmidt looking to have big games tonight. Two carries down, 20 yards. A tough bruising back is Groffel. Two carries, 20 yards. He takes it 12 yards up the middle. And another first down for St. Cecilia.
Here's the Maryland I formation. It's going to be Bruliette with the ball there as he scampers his way for a couple of yards. He is tripped up on the play. Tackle was made in there by number 77, Brian Lunger, 6'1", 165, and a senior for Theron Central. We'll give him a pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down and about 8 yards to go from about the 27-yard line.
Updating that Blue Hill score. It is now Blue Hill 22, Kimball nothing. 4 minutes to play in the half. And, boy, listen to this one. Giltner, 90. Hay Springs, 14. That is a final. 90 points by Jeff Ashby's Giltner Hornets.
Wow. First round of the playoffs. They make a little statement there. There's a quick pitch to Bruliette. He gets outside. Penalty flags go down as Bruliette goes down.
Bruliette
looks it down to about the 20-yard line for a pickup of 7, but I think we got a penalty flag back up field. It's going to go on St. Cecilia.
Yeah, going to be a holding call out there. They didn't indicate a number. There was a host of guys out in front of Bruliette blocking one of them guilty of a hold. It takes away a nice gain for Bruliette off the right side. It was going to be very close to the first down markers, but it's going to come back all for naught with the clock stopped here at 2:55.
We're in the first quarter here at Duncan Field on a cold and brisk night in high school football here tonight for the first round of the state playoffs. Winners will advance to the second round, and hopefully the weather's a little bit warmer next week on next Wednesday.
We talked about it earlier, setting up. We've been in colder. I can remember one, the Aurora playoff game, Aurora-Adams Central playoff game a couple of years ago. It was about zero at kickoff, but this may rank up there as one of the coldest ones we've been to in a while.
Here's a Groffel. It's going to be an inside trap play again across the 35 to the 30, down inside the 30-yard line to about the 28. The tackle is made in there by Kalen Winsky again. Winsky, 6'1", 176, and a senior. A pickup of about 10 yards and a play as they move the ball down to about the 27-yard line. Clock is running, 2:25 to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia has got the lead over Third Central. The score is 7-0 on a 5-yard run by Nick Bruliette. Wide receiver is now Cesar Tino, split out wide to the left side. The tight end is lined up to the right side of the formation. That is Cannon Howell. The quarterback, Schmidt, is up under center. He's got the ball, and he throws it down the left sideline. A jump ball down there. Is it caught? No, an incomplete pass. Trying to get it to a Cesar Tino down there.
Pass
the ball is broken up by Gregory Dyckman, the quarterback on that right side. It's incomplete, and it's now fourth down and 10.
Schmidt had Cannon Howell lined up on the right side. He ran just a down and in pattern. He got a couple of steps on his defender, but Tino was wide open. If Xander would have been able to get his feet set underneath of him, get a little more arm strength underneath, he had Tino open in the end zone, but the defensive back able to make a good move, get back to the receiver in Tino and knock that football down. So falls incomplete, and again, out in no man's land, St. Cecilia, fourth and 10. Ball at the 27. They will go for it here on fourth down.
Actually, about fourth and 8 is to make the correction. Here's a Xander Schmidt. The throwback pass is going to be caught there by Groffel at the 30. Groffel is at the 25-yard line. Makes a move down to the 20. Takes the ball down to the 19-yard line, and it should be enough,
pass,
I believe, for a first down.
To Groffel.
So Joe Groffel gets it here, and a kind of a throwback pass to the
tackle
far side of the field. And, boy, that's going to be very, very close as they look to the far sideline. I think Third Central stopped him. Yes, they did. He did not get to the first down stakes. Had to take the ball down to about the 18-and-a-half-yard line. Only got it down to the 19. So a ball is going to be turned over on downs here in Third Central. A big break to get the ball back.
Just merely statistics there for Joe Groffel. Had some room out to the left side. Groffel for 210 pounds. Got tremendous speed. Surprised he didn't try to take it out in front of the Third Central bench. But, again, he cuts it back up field and gets brought down. Needed 9. Picked up about 8.5. Third Central takes over.
Here's a Godekin, the quarterback, out of the sprint set. He's going to run the ball as he angles off on the right side.
Godekin
brings the ball across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. We'll give him a Hartford. Pickup of 2 yards on a play. Gain Chris Hartford into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia on defense. So it's second down and 8 yards to go. We're down to 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Thayer Central. The score is 7-0. Wide receivers split out wide to the left side now for Thayer Central as they run the inside handoff again. That's going to be Jacob Kniep, I think, carrying the ball there. Yeah, he picks up one, maybe 2 yards in a play. Joe Groffel into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
From the 22-yard line.
So we'll give him a yard, maybe. Jacob Kniep carrying the ball there. The 5'8", 164-pound junior running back for the Titans. There's Central Justin in their black football pants and their white tops here tonight and their black football helmets. St. Cecilia in their homestanding blue. Man goes in motion to the far side. That's Kniep. Here's Godekin. He wants to throw the ball. Winds up. Throws it a little screen pass. Incomplete. And a screen set up there, but it was incomplete. Kind of broken up there by Joel Groffel of St. Cecilia.
Wenske
was the intended receiver, but we got a penalty flag down here as the officials make the call here.
But again, Joel Groffel doing it all defensively for Randy Ahrens this season. He can bring the blitz package. He can go into coverage as he was there and got right in the middle of that screen and was able to knock the football down. This will go against Thayer Central. So they'll decline the penalty, and it'll be fourth down. It'll be Tino, and Brulette will drop back deep for St. Cecilia. With 43 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, St. Cecilia out to a 7-0 lead.
So Thayer Central has not done too much offensively so far in this football game against St. Cecilia. They're going to punt again. St. Cecilia will drop guys back deep here at the 45-yard line. Clayton Hins is the punter for Thayer Central. Averages only 26 yards per kick. This one a little bit better than that. Brulette backs up to his own 40-yard line. He's back to the 45, dancing his way across the 50, inside Titan territory, down to the 47-yard line. So Nick Brulette bringing the ball back there for St. Cecilia. Brulette averages 15.7 yards per punt return. He brought the ball into Titan territory here. That's going to be first down and 10. St. Cecilia with the ball at the Thayer Central 48. Very good field position. Boy, you don't want to give the Hawks this good a field position. They'll burn you.
No, you don't. The Hawks can score in a hurry. And with a great field position, about a 9-yard return there by Brulette after a 37-yard kick. 31 seconds left to go here in the first quarter, and the Hawks take over in Titan territory.
All right, Xander Schmidt back in there at quarterback. Groffel in the backfield as well as Nick Brulette lined up in the I formation. They hand the ball away at Groffel, 45-40. Groffel down to the 37-yard line. They're just going to run that play all night long, Jimmy, until Thayer Central shows them that they can stop it. It's an inside trap play for Joel Groffel. Again, he had a big night a week ago with 156 yards against this team. They just keep on going back to the well.
Well, exactly. The offensive line of St. Cecilia has done such a great job year in and year out on that play. St. Cecilia has always been blessed with a tremendous big back, and they're going to credit the gain of over 10 yards for Groffel there. So now four carries and 41 yards for Joel Groffel. But again, it all starts up front, Mike. The guys, the offensive line, have to get hat on a hat, open up a little bit of a seam, and Groffel, with his size and speed, can hit that hole quick, and he does it there, picks up 10 yards, and he will stay in the ballgame. Brulette will come out, got a little bit of equipment issue.
Well, he's actually got a little elbow problem, evidently some blood coming from his elbow, so Wilner is going to check into the backfield now for St. Cecilia. There's a quarterback keeper as Xander Schmidt moves it across the 35 down to about the 32-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Wenske for a Thayer Central. So that's going to be the final play, I think, of this first quarter. Yes, the clock is going to expire. St. Cecilia moves the ball down to the 32-yard line.
Thayer Central nothing.
So that's the end of the first quarter here tonight at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Class C1 State High School Football Playoffs in 1230 KHAS, actually the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs tonight. After one quarter, it's Hastings St. Cecilia 7, Thayer Central nothing.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. The score is 7-0 after one quarter.
First quarter stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. Find him on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com. A very good defensive performance for Randy Aarons' defense in that first quarter. Only 15 yards of total offense for Thayer Central, 11 on the ground and 4 through the air. Only one first down for Thayer Central there in the first quarter. A very balanced attack for St. Cecilia. Xander Smith, 3 of 4 for 32 yards. They rushed the ball 14 times for 97 yards, so 129 yards of total offense, and 7 first downs for St. Cecilia. Very impressive in that first quarter. This is the way I'm sure Carl Tesmer wanted things to come out, and we've got tailgating going on. Look at the smoke rolling up over the baseball grandstand.
We've got something going on. Somebody might be starting a fire.
I hope we don't have to call in the trucks.
Second down here for St. Cecilia to get things started here in the second quarter. Second down and 5 from the 32-yard line. Xander hands the ball away. Running with it there is going to be Groffle as he moves the ball down to about the 30-yard line. Maybe falls Groffle forward to a 29. So a short pickup there as they move it down to about the 29-yard line. We'll call a third down situation now for St. Cecilia. The Hawks, again, just keeping everything basically on the ground here tonight.
Yeah, three guys really racking up some pretty good yardage there in that first quarter. Now Groffle, 4 carries and 44 yards. Xander Smith, 3 carries and 42 yards. And Nick Brulette with 4 carries and 14 yards. Brulette is the tailback. Groffle the fullback here. Smith under center.
And here's a handoff. Groffle again is going to get the call as he moves it across the 30-yard line, 25, down to about the 22.
Groffle for a first down.
So Joe Groffle gets the first down again for St. Cecilia, right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there as the big old fullback slides through there.
22-yard line.
They move it down to about the 22. That's going to be a first down for the Hawks. St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead by a score of 7-0.
Boy, and if they're central defensively, they cannot stop that fullback trap. They are going to be in for a long night. The offensive line is doing a nice job. Groffle there with an 8-yard blast. That is the 8th first down for St. Cecilia here in the ballgame.
Here's a quick pitch. Brulette's going to try to get outside. He's at the 25. He's going to be tackled from behind. Nice job there. Brulette is going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage and tackled from behind as he tried to take it to the far side of the field. Stop is made in there by Brian Lunger. Lunger, the defensive end on that side. 6'1", 165-pound senior. We'll call it no gain in the play as he marks the football right at the 22. So it's second down and 10 here for the Hawks.
Well, for all we talk about Joel Groffle defensively and offensively so far tonight, he missed a block. Maybe one thing he does wrong tonight, he was not able to get a hat on a hat there, and the defensive end able to fight through there, bring Brulette down, no gain, second down and 10.
High formation, quick pitch again to Brulette. Now they're going to bring it back to Cesar Tino on a reverse play. Tino's all the way back to the 30, 25 down the sideline. Tino's going to be hit down around the 20-yard line and run out of bounds. So a lot of running there for St. Cecilia. They started out to the short side of the field. And on the reverse play, they got it to a Cesar Tino, who's got tremendous speed, but Cesar could not quite turn the corner over here, ran out of real estate. Only a pickup down to the 19-yard line, so we'll give him 3 yards, third down and 7.
St. Cecilia just, again, trying to just pound the football right at this third central defense. Only 4 pass plays. Those all came in that first quarter. Carl Tesmer just electing to stay everything on the ground here. The wind's starting to diminish just a little bit, but it's still a very, very chilly evening here at Duncan.
Groffle goes in motion, and now a play-action pass. Xander wants to throw the ball. He cocks the arm, fakes once, and now rolls to his right, throws the ball into the end zone. Is it caught in there? Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. That's Cannon Howell, a touchdown. A 22-yard touchdown thrown by Xander Smith to Cannon Howell. That's Cannon's first touchdown of the season, and the Hawks go out on top by a score of 13-0.
18-yard touchdown pass. A couple of outstanding plays there. Xander Smith was able to buy a little bit of time as he rolled to the right side. And just as soon as he unloaded that, he was blasted from a Thayer Central defensive lineman. But then Cannon Howell in the back end of the end zone made an outstanding catch. Had to climb the ladder and then get both feet down in bounds. He does right in front of the crowd there on the end line. Xander Smith in for the point after the Hawks extend their lead. Xander into the football. And that kick is, no good off the left side.
No good, 13-0.
So St. Cecilia now with 9:58 left to go here in the second quarter. The Hawks have extended their lead 13-0, and you're listening to high school football on KHAS 1230.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Seven plays, 46 yards in that drive for Hastings CCA. Hawks go out on top with a score of 13-0. Get our playoff football coverage tonight brought to you in part by the all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white, by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and it's easier on you for a lifetime, and by Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brand names will bring you in and their low prices will bring you back. 13-0, Hawks out on top. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to come to the nearest sideline. It's going to go out of bounds, and Third Central have pretty good field position. By the way, you can go ahead and just put your refreshments for halftime in the refrigerator here today, and they should be nice and cold for you by halftime.
Well, one thing about it, I pulled my water out of my vehicle when I got here. It was warm. It is cold now. Probably not going to be to the point that it's going to slush up tonight, but, yeah, no problem keeping the drinks. You know, this is funny. As we go through football seasons, I remember that first game we did at Centennial, St. Cecilia Centennial. We were opening up the windows in the press box, short sleeves. Boy, we were just begging for a fan. Now we're begging for some heat. Had a lot of it. I've already forgotten what pocket I put my cell phone in about six times. I've got enough coats, enough gloves on, and everything else. But, hey, it's playoff football.
I was going to say, it's playoff football. We play at this time of the season in Nebraska. That's what you get. Here's Godekin. He's going to fake the ball. Now he wants to throw it. It's going to be knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Chris Hartford was the guy who got through there for St. Cecilia. Boy, Godekin held onto the ball for a long time there. Nothing opened up for Third Central offensively, and finally it kind of broke down, and Hartford got in there and knocked the ball down.
Well, and give credit back to the secondary carry. Tino, also Nick Brulette over there on the other side of the cornerback position, doing a great job locking up with the receivers. And again, those big boys up front putting a lot of pressure on this smaller offensive line, and they get in to go to second down and 10.
Wide receivers left and right. They're going to run an inside handoff there, and nothing is there. Jacob Kniebe running the ball. As Kniebe brought it up to about the 35-yard line. Chris Hartford into the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Third down and 10 from the 35-yard line.
So third down and about 10 yards to go for Third Central. Two plays there and not much. Maybe a half a yard at best. Third down, and we'll call it 10 yards to go from their own 35-yard line. Third Central moving from their left to our right. They want to throw the football. They do. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it over there to Trev Mum.
Godekin to Mum is incomplete.
I believe that was number 74, Lance Smith, getting in there deep again on the quarterback Godekin and getting a piece of the football. A little bit of a surprise here in playoff football. O'Neill leads Grand Island Central Catholic in the first quarter, 7-0. That was a team we seen just a couple of weeks ago against the Patriots of Adams Central.
And that has a bearing because that's the if Adams Central wins tonight, they would play the winner of that ball game next Wednesday in Class C1. So O'Neill out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic. We've got all the scores coming up at halftime. We'll try to get you most of the scores that we got going so far tonight. Here's the punt by Clayton Hins. It's going to come down here to Cesar Tino at the 40. Dances his way across the 40 onto the 42-yard line. That's where St. Cecilia starts. Boy, Third Central has done nothing against the St. Cecilia defense so far in this football game.
Here in the third quarter, or actually the second quarter, only 4 yards for Third Central. They only had 15 in the first quarter. So, again, defensively, they have really tightened things down against Third Central from that game a week ago.
13-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Third Central. We approach the 9-minute mark here in quarter number two. Xander Schmidt and the offensive unit comes back out. They're going to go with two tight ends and a Maryland I formation there with Groffel, also Brulette, and let's see, we're going to have Avery Driscoll in the backfield now. There's a penalty flag down as St. Cecilia just goes straight ahead as they bring the ball to about the 45-yard line.
The penalty marker down.
So the penalty flag is down here. St. Cecilia picking up maybe a yard on the play. And the penalty is going to go against St. Cecilia, a holding call. A holding call in St. Cecilia, so that's going to cost him 10 yards.
Second penalty for St. Cecilia here in the ballgame, and a very late penalty flag thrown there by the white hat. But again, Brulliette just trying to stick his head down in the middle of that mass of humanity, try to fight ahead for a couple extra yards into somebody guilty of a holding call. So again, the Hawks will be penalized here with 9 minutes left to go till halftime. But the Hawks looking very good offensively and defensively so far here in this first-round playoff game.
13-0 is the score with a penalty. It'll move them back to about the 32-yard line.
10 yards. First down and 21.
So first down and 21 yards to go from the 32-yard line of St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino splits out wide to the right side now. Backs in the I formation with Groffel and Brulliette. Also a wide out to the left side of the formation now. As Xander Schmidt is going to hand the ball away to Brulliette. Big hole across the 35, out to the 40, out to the 45-yard line, and another penalty flag goes down. They give it on the draw play out here to Brulliette, who brings the ball out to the 45. Penalty flag is down at about the 41-yard line. This in the area again of another St. Cecilia hold, and that's the case. So back-to-back holding calls here on St. Cecilia.
Well, and that takes away a nice gain there by Nick Brulliette. Again, a play fake run by Xander Schmidt. Did a great job, had everything faked out. Good blocking downfield by Tommy O'Keefe, but I think that's where the penalty came from or was going towards is Tommy O'Keefe. He was down there onto a linebacker and just grabbed him a little more. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. I'm going to get you a new radio. You've got more electrician tape on there than an electrician carries in his truck.
Hey, it's the only one that works. It doesn't like the cold weather either.
Boy, evidently not.
First down in... A long way to go now for St. Cecilia. First down and 21. Ball is on the 32-yard line. That's their own 32. Here's Xander. Reverses out of there. He's going to run the ball himself. And Xander inches the ball into the 34. And that's going to be all about it to the 34-yard line. Tackle is made in there by a host of Titans, including Clayton Hins, who's in there. Also in there is Caleb Godigan, the inside linebacker. It's now going to bring up a second down situation. Second down and 18 yards to go. Second 8 minutes to play here in this second quarter, 13-0 Hawks.
Boy, and a good job there. Xander Smith again seeing a huge opening right down in front of us. But again, Loinger doing a good job filling that hole and bringing Xander Smith down before he was able to pick up too many more positive yards. We'll give him four. So now brings up a second down, 18, ball at the 35, 7:40 left to go here. Hawks lead 13-0.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Xander Schmidt wants to throw the football, rolls right side. The ball is going to be caught out there by Cesar Tino at the 42, slips away to the 45, out to the 47-yard line. Cesar Tino catching the ball there. Tackle is made downfield by Third Central, and in the stop is Cody Krula. Krula, 5'6", 156, and a junior.
Second
pick
down
up.
And six, third down and
pick
six
up of about, 10, 11 yards on the play as a Caesar brings the ball all the way up to about the 46-yard line. Still going to be short of a first down because of back-to-back holding calls. So St. Cecilia will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 6 yards to go.
Second catch for Tino tonight. 22 yards on receptions. A nice job there again by Xander Smith, playing very smart football, not trying to force anything. Dumped it off in the flats, allows Tino to use his speed. Picks up good positive yardage, now brings up a third and seven. Much more manageable third down for Carl Tesmer and the Hawks.
Cesar Tino splits out wide to the left side. There's a pitch play. It's going to come to the left side. Brulliette, 50, 45, and he's going to be run down here at the 43-yard line, and I think a late penalty flag down as well.
First down.
Did I see a penalty flag go down?
Godigan.
I did not. But they got the ball down to the 43, which should be enough for a first down. Godigan over there for the Third Central Titans. It's going to be a first down for St. Cecilia. The Hawk coaching staff wanted a penalty right in front of their bench. They didn't get it there with a late hit. But St. Cecilia's got another first down as they move the ball down to the 43. St. Cecilia already leading this ball game by a score of 13-0. They go with double tight ends, this time in a Maryland I formation. I think they've found something here they like that's working against this Third Central defense. There's a handoff. It goes to Brulliette. He just pounds the ball up inside for a yard or two.
Ball carried by Brulliette.
Tackle was made in there by Third Central. And making the stop is going to be Brian Lunger again. 6'1", 165, and a senior. It's going to bring up a second down and eight situation. Pickup of two in the last play by Brulliette.
Update in from Blue Hill at his halftime. In Blue Hill, Blue Hill Bobcats 22, Kimball nothing. In Blue Hill's first-round playoff game.
Giltner has won tonight. Not only did they win, they racked up 90-some points in their ball game, first-round playoff game tonight. Here's a second down and eight situation. Xander Smith rolls to the right side. Xander holds it, now throws it. Groffel's got the ball. Groffel at the 40, runs over a man down the sideline, 35, spins it to 30, down to the 25, down to the 20. Joe Groffel takes it down to the 19-yard line. Nice run there after the catch. Joe Groffel on the receiving end. That pass down from Xander Schmidt ran over a couple of guys down there. Spun away from a couple of would-be defenders and would-be tacklers. And Groffel takes the ball down to the 19-yard line at Third Central.
Two catches, 24 yards now for Joel Groffel. Will give him 21 on that pass and catch. It gets all the football all the way down to the 20-yard line, the red zone of Third Central. You are not going to tackle Joel Groffel up around the shoulder pads. You have got to get down around the leg area, and he broke three, four tackles going down that far sideline.
All right, double tight ends again with the Maryland Eye. Here's a handoff to Brulette. He's hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Nice play defensively there by a Third Central, and getting through there was Lunger again. Lunger knocks him down, a loss of about a yard or so. That's going to bring up a second down and about 10 and a half, 11 yards to go here for St. Cecilia. They've got the ball now at the Third Central 20.
Boy, St. Cecilia now with 11 first downs in this first half of action. Third Central, only one first down. St. Cecilia defensively has played a tremendous half of football.
So second down and about 11 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 20 of Third Central. The Hawks moving from our right to our left here in the second quarter of play. They come with a blitz. The snap was low. Xander picks up off of the turf. Now runs with it to the near sideline. He's going to be brought down. Trying to get outside after he picks up the ball off of the turf. They saw the blitz coming. I think the center, Chris Hartford, saw that blitz coming. His snap was not very good. And Xander Schmidt had to pick up the ball off of the turf and try to make something out of nothing. He couldn't do it. He's brought down at the 20, and now it's third down and 11.
Actually, they're going to bring the down marker back about a half a yard behind the original line of scrimmage. So, again, a good play there. But, yeah, Hartford just seen that coming, tried to adjust to pick the blitz up and didn't get a very good snap back to Xander. Xander just did what he could. Third down here. We'll call it 11 for St. Cecilia.
Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Xander wants to throw it. Here comes the pressure. Xander is going to be hitting. Down he goes. He's going to be sacked back here by a Third Central. And busting Xander through there was Jacob Kniebe. Jacob Kniebe is going to be credited with the sack. That's his first sack of the season. As they bring the ball all the way back to the 26-yard line. A loss of 6 yards in the play. And now it's fourth down and 16. Now Carl Tesmer wants to call a timeout. Hawks want to burn a timeout here. 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 13, Third Central nothing.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field here tonight, our football playoff coverage brought to you in part by Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. Also by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. And by Dunham Sports, where all their big name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back.
Good to have our friends from Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad get in on the festivities here as a train goes blowing off to the east. Fourth down call here for Carl Tesmer. They'll go for a fourth and 16. The ball is at the 26-yard line.
Xander Schmidt on a quarterback keeper tries to run it around the right end. He's not going to get there. He had a long way to go. Fourth and 16. He picks up about 4 yards in the play. So maybe a conservative play call there by Carl Tesmer. The offensive staff with a 13-0 lead. They just run the quarterback keeper around the right end. And Third Central is right there winning. And that's going to bring up a first and 10 now for Third Central.
Well, I think that was a situation just if you'd get something to break, and now we've got
Xander Schmidt.
Yeah.
He's going to limp off of the field as they go out to help him. Xander's been banged up all year long, missed some ball games for St. Cecilia, and now he comes limping off of the field, and that's not good news there for the Hawks. So we'll keep our eyes on that. Xander Schmidt, the starting quarterback, who's just now getting back in the tune of things after missing some games with a leg injury, comes limping off of the field here after running a quarterback keeper on a fourth and 16.
And right away, Gus Clark starts taking the snaps down here on the sidelines in case he is put into action.
Here's a Godick, and he's going to hand the ball away as Third Central tries to get something going here offensively. That's going to be Dalton Kenning carrying the ball there. He runs right into Lance Schmidt for Hastings St. Cecilia defensively. No gain on the play. Second down and about 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 21. So now Xander Schmidt seeing some medical attention here on the sideline for Hastings St. Cecilia. Gus Clark taking snaps down here for the Hawks as well, just in case St. Cecilia gets the ball back here. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Caleb Godekin has got the ball, throws it out to the near sideline. It's going to be, that's pretty close to a lateral out there, but they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. Very close to a lateral as Gregory Deitman was over there. The pass was delivered low by Godekin, and that was nearly behind the line of scrimmage. That would have been a live ball, and St. Cecilia had nothing but a Hawks around it.
Yeah, had three blue Hawks around there, but again, the official come running in, and he was standing about the 20-yard line to rule incomplete pass. The line of scrimmage is at the 22, so very, very close. A very fortunate thing for a play there for Josh Lanick and his third Central Titans.
They're down 10 yards to go. The ball just across the 22-yard line. Here's Godekin, wants to throw the ball, throws it to the near sideline, incomplete. A pass incomplete, trying to get the ball over here. The intended receiver for Thayer Central, who was into the ball game, was number 40, Clayton Hins. So three plays and out, and St. Cecilia will get the ball back here.
And it'll be Brulette and Tino will go back deep. They'll stand at about the 46, 47-yard line here to receive this punt from Thayer Central. And I believe we're going to have Thayer Central just huddling up now. So as Thayer Central gets ready to punt into the wind, St. Cecilia going to get good field position looking at the status of Xander Schmidt. He is up off the bench walking around. We'll see if he comes back in the ballgame.
Clayton Hins will punt now deep in his own territory. St. Cecilia get good field position. Hins gets into the football, a low kick. It's going to be out here to the 50-yard line. St. Cecilia will let it go, and they're going to down the football at about the 49. So the Hawks will come back out on offense here. And it looks like Xander Schmidt's going to stay on the sidelines. Xander was up. It looked like he wanted to come back into the ball game, but the coaching staff going to hold on to Xander maybe out of this series. And Gus Clark is going to come in now for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, Gus Clark has been in this situation before. Xander Schmidt has gone down with some injuries this season. We talked about that in the pregame show. But, again, Gus Clark, only a sophomore, not getting a lot of action. So a very green quarterback in there for St. Cecilia. They will take over the ball just on the other side of the 50-yard line. 2:34 left to go till half.
St. Cecilia out on top, 13-0. Here's a handoff. Brulette across the 50 as he moves the ball quickly down to the 46-yard line. Well, he got the ball down to about the 46. Winsky in on the stop there for the third Central Titans. A pickup of 4 yards in the play. Second down at about 6 yards to go. Wilner checks back into the ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes Ryan Baker into the ball game as well. As the Hawks will go on a second down and six. We're down to 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 13-0. They'll go with a high power set now. The power set off to the right side. Gus Clark in there at quarterback. Hand off to Groffel. He's got an opening. 45-40. Brings outside 35. Spins at the 30 and takes the ball down to the 29-yard line. Joe Groffel continues to chew up the yardage here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Another first down for the Hawks as they move the ball down to the 29 of Thayer Central. And the Hawks now starting to think points here, Jimmy. Still with plenty of time. 1:51 left on the clock here in the second quarter. They've used one timeout, so they've got two timeouts to go. And St. Cecilia working with the ball here at the 29-yard line of Thayer Central.
Six carries, 67 yards for Groff on the ball game. That is the 12th first down. And again, Gus Clark can look like a real hero here. All he's got to do is turn around and hand off to a couple of talented backs in Brulette and Groffel. Bring up a first down, as I said. That is the 12th of the ball game for the Hawks.
Driscoll comes in motion near side. Here's a pitch play to Brulette as he tries to get outside. Brulette is going to be met by nothing but Titans over here on the near sideline.
Brulette
carrying the ball there again for Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to give him a couple of yards in a play as he runs out of real estate here right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. They move it down to about the 26-yard line. We'll call it second down and 6 yards to go. So second down and six for the ball down here at the 26-yard line. Did not quite get out of bounds, so the clock is running now down to a minute to play here in the second quarter. Gus Clark under center, going to hand the ball away to a Groffel again as he bangs from some yardage. And look at him carry the pile with him. He carries two or three third Central Titans with him right up the pipe there as he takes the ball down inside the 25-yard line, down to about the 24. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. In fact, they're going to mark it closer to the 20-yard line. They're going to put it at the 21. And now let's see the chain gang over there. It's going to bring up a...
They're going to say it's a first down
at the 21-yard line.
First down, 13 for St. Cecilia. Now Carl Tesmer wants to call a timeout here.
Yeah, they gave him a first down. Chain gang a little bit confused over there with Gino and the gang. So it's going to be a first down, and now Carl wants to call a timeout as he's got 50 seconds to work here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 13, there Central nothing.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 13-0 as the Hawks look for another score here in this first half. Boy, their defense playing well tonight. Their offense is up and running. The only concern right now is Xander Schmidt, who's been knocked out. Gus Clark is in there at quarterback now for St. Cecilia, the sophomore, but he's leading the troops right down the field here. First down and 10 from the 20-yard line as they hand the ball away again. This goes straight ahead for a couple of yards.
Ball carried by Groffel.
That's going to be Joe Groffel again in that little inside handoff. Tackle was made in there
Krula
by Cody Krula, the linebacker. Second down and 5 yards to go now. And now Gus Clark is going to spike the ball to stop the clock with 30.7 seconds to play here in this first half as the play comes in from the near sideline.
Well, we look at Xander Schmidt nearing a 100-yard mark of passing in that first half. Doesn't appear Xander's going to come back anytime soon. He's got one of them heavy blue hot coats on down on the sideline, so I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we don't see Xander the rest of this football game.
All right, wide receiver is Avery Driscoll, splits out wide to the right side. Cesar Tino comes to the left. There's a quick throw over there. Driscoll drives the ball, but there's Central over there immediately. Nice play there by the Third Central defense, and getting over there is Gregory Deitman for Third Central to knock him for a loss in the play. So that one did not work the way they draw it up on the old chalkboard, and a nice defensive play there by Gregory Deitman of Third Central, a loss in the play. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. I think St. Cecilia is just going to stand in the huddle, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Yeah, not going to try anything fancy down here. St. Cecilia lets the clock. No, they're going to call the timeout. All right, they're going to call the timeout with 5.2 seconds to play. Looked like St. Cecilia was just standing in the huddle, but at the last second, Kyle Tesmer in the offensive unit pops out on the field and calls the timeout. We'll take one right along with him. 5.2 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's St. Cecilia 13, Third Central nothing.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back. Get in the game at Dunham's.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. 5.2 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top 13-0 over their Central. Coming up at halftime, we're going to send you back to the KHAS Sports Studios. Tyson Ervonik has been monitoring all the action in the high school football playoffs so far, and he'll bring you up to date on all the scores and what's going on and what's coming up. Now we're going to have a field goal attempt here. This is going to be a 37-yard field goal attempt for Cannon Howell. And now I think their Central has been caught a little bit off guard here, and they want to burn a timeout. St. Cecilia comes out of that timeout and sets up in a field goal set here with a 37-yarder from Cannon Howell. But Josh Lanick and the crew over there at Third Central wants to burn a timeout. 5.2 seconds left here in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 13, Third Central nothing.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, here's the field goal attempt by Cannon Howell. It's going to sail down low underneath the crossbar. No, I think it was long enough, but it was not high enough. So the 37-yard field goal is no good, and now we got one-tenth of a second left here in the second quarter. So Terrace Central has come back out and probably kneel on this one and get into the locker room at halftime.
Well, I wasn't sure if Carl was going to maybe roll the dice and run a trick play. Brooks Asher, yes, a former Packer, is the holder on that. He is a freshman, but he is a third-string quarterback, so you didn't know whether they were going to do anything kind of funny. But Josh Lennon called the timeout, and out there Central takes the knee, and that will be halftime with St. Cecilia leading in the ball game 13-0 on a very cold night here in Hastings.
I would say let's go downstairs and warm up, but the elevator don't work. We'll take a break. We're at halftime here tonight. Class C2 State High School football playoff action. The score at halftime is Hastings St. Cecilia 13. There's Central Nothing. Back with more after this.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
It's on.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, the Class C2 State High School football playoffs tonight from 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. St. Cecilia scoring in their first offensive possession of this football game. They've got a 13-0 lead over their Central here tonight. Halftime show is brought to you in part by Tice Auto Care, your full-service auto car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all with over 37 years in business. You can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings. So the Hawks got off to a good start tonight, Jimmy, and they look pretty good defensively. They look very good tonight, getting just enough offense to carry this football game, and St. Cecilia in control here at halftime. 13-0.
Well, and with the injury to Xander Schmidt right there at the end of the second quarter, the Hawks are going to really have to rely on that offensive line and the running ability of Nick Brulette and Joel Groffel, because the passing ability of Gus Clark, you got to think a sophomore, Carl Tesmer's not going to roll the dice that much and try to throw the ball downfield. So it takes away, as far as Terrace Central's looking, it takes away pretty much the passing game. They just have to learn how to defend the rushing game. And as of right now in the first half, they have been not able to do that at all in this first half.
Have not been able to. You don't have to really throw the football when you're running the ball as well as St. Cecilia is doing so far. Boy, Groffel and Brulette both having good first halves here against the Terrace Central. If you don't have to put the ball up, I'm sure Carl Tesmer will not. They only threw one time last week against the Terrace Central in that first ball game between these two teams. And so far tonight, not much more for St. Cecilia through the air. We'll check the stats here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care halftime show here tonight. We'll take another one-minute timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Shop for your next vehicle on the lot or online with Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Like this 2013 GMC Terrain. Comes loaded with standard features you'll absolutely love. On sale now for only $25,998. Or the 2012 Silverado 1500 Fleet Side, already sale priced. Plus rebates and 0% financing, it's as low as $29,997. Tom Dinsdale Automotive on West Solly Park at Webb Road in Grand Island and online at dinsdaleauto.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school football here tonight on 1230 KHAS. AC St. Cecilia leading by a score of 13-0, and the Hawks pretty well in control of the Sass, too.
Boy, they really are defensively very, very sound half of football. Your halftime stats brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Find him on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Randy Aaron knows defense, and he knows her tonight. He's got the adjustments made from last week, and St. Cecilia defensively putting on a show defensively. Throwing in the football game, Thayer Central is only 1 of 4 for 4 yards. They've only carried the football 7 times in the ball game for 15 yards, so 19 yards of total offense, and only 1 first down for Thayer Central here in the ball game. You look at 11 offensive plays, time of possession heavily on the side of the guys in blue tonight. Offensively, you've got to be very happy so far in the ball game. Xander Smith, before he went out, the two quarterbacks have combined for 7 of 9 passing, very efficient, 80 yards, 30 carries in the ball game for St. Cecilia for 157. So 237 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia in that first half, and 13 first downs. We look at some individual leaders. Cesar Tino has a couple of catches in the ball game for 29 yards. Joel Groffel, a couple of receptions for 22 yards. Rushing the football, Xander Schmidt, before he went out with that injury, 7 carries and 44 yards. Nick Brulette, 9 carries, 34 yards, 1 touchdown, and that coming from 5 yards out. And Joel Groffel carrying the football nearing the 100-yard mark, 9 carries and 77 yards. So offensively, I don't think Carl could be disappointed with the offense's activity so far in this first half of football. Defensively, you got to be very happy with what the Hawks have done so far. And the Hawks defense, they're going to be relying on them in the second half, because I'll guarantee you Josh Lanik is going to make some adjustments, probably try to throw the football a little bit more, and they're going to get after Gus Clark, the sophomore quarterback who appears to be taking over for Xander Schmidt for the rest of the ballgame. But the Hawks lead here at halftime 13-0.
Scoring in the first half, St. Cecilia scoring in their first possession tonight, 10 plays and 64 yards. They get a 5-yard run from Nick Brulette to cap things off. Point after touchdown was good, 7-0. St. Cecilia had the lead. Hawks then scoring in the second quarter as they cap off a 7-play, 46-yard drive, an 18-yard touchdown pass from Xander Schmidt to Cannon Howell. The point after touchdown, no good. That's the way we stand. 13-0. Hawks have the lead. Again, Thayer Central only 19 total yards in this first half of play. St. Cecilia with the lead. The winner moves on to the next round of the state playoffs coming up next Wednesday. The loser is finished for the season. Both of these teams 5-3 on the season coming in here this evening. We've got a lot of games going on throughout the state of Nebraska in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Tyson Avronik is back at the KHAS Sports Studios. He'll bring us up to date on all the scores from across the state tonight and what's coming up in the state high school football. You're listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back inside the KHAS Radio Sports Studios, where it is not so frightful weather-wise. Nice and warm in here. Anyways, hope you're enjoying the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks broadcast. They lead the Thayer Central Titans by the score of 13-0 at the halftime score. Their opponent, should St. Cecilia hold on to win, will be the Sutton Mustangs. We have a final score in for you in the Class C2 playoffs. The Sutton Mustangs win by the score of 56-0. Should St. Cecilia win, they will play on the road at Sutton next Wednesday. Other scores in C2, and boy, we called this one on the Pigskin Preview, didn't we? Upset special? Yes, we did. The 11th seed Hardington Cedar Catholic defeats Louisville today by the score of 28-0. That is the final score once again in C2. Crofton, the 2 seed on the western half of the bracket, they lead Southern Valley by the score, they beat Southern Valley, by the score of 46-0. Let's say it and stay in C2 now, where the 4 seed, I believe, on the east bracket, Archbishop Bergen, they are up on Tri-County in the second quarter with a 26-0 lead. Oakland Craig, the 10 seed, leads Southern at the half by the score of 14-6. At last checked, Blue Hill and Kimball were at halftime. Blue Hill was leading 22-0. That game is over on the Breeze, 94.5. They are in to the third quarter. Blue Hill leading Kimball by the score of 22-0 at halftime. Centennial, the 12 seed on the C2 brackets, they lead Malcolm by the score of 7-6. Centennial opens with a 42-yard fumble recovery. Malcolm answers back but misses the extra point. It is 7-6 in that football game. Let's jump on over to D2 now, where the Giltner Hornets handily defeated Hayes Springs by the score of 90-14. Their second round opponent will be on the road. They'll be playing Alsoma Myrna, who beat Layton today by the score of 42-0. Alsoma Myrna was playing on the road, so they will be playing at home against Giltner on Wednesday. Moving up the side of the bracket, Parkview Christian, they beat Humphrey today by the score of 40-26. Fall City Sacred Heart defeated Diller O'Dell by the score of 49-0. A lot of these games are 7 o'clock kickoff, so they'll be going momentarily here. Other finals that we have in for you, two 1 seeds advance in C1 as Norfolk Catholic defeated Raymond Central by the score of 57-6, and Boone Central Newman Grove easily got by Ogallala by the score of 48-0. Just to give them to update you, as Adams Central has just kicked off, they are playing against Minden. That is over on KICS ESPN 1550. They will be playing the winner of O'Neill versus Grand Island Central Catholic, and right now this is a doozy. O'Neill leads 14-7. Grand Island Central Catholic came back to tie O'Neill up 7-7, and then O'Neill runs the opening kick, or the very next kick back. There's 1:17 left to go till halftime. O'Neill leads 14-7. If O'Neill should win and Adams Central should win, Adams Central will be on the road on Wednesday. And then finally, let's wrap up things in Class D1, where Elgin Public Pope John, they defeated Franklin. One of our local teams went down by the score of 56-0. And the 2-seed Hemingford, they defeated Clearwater Orchard by the score of 38-12. Other partial scores in we have for you. Pierce leads Lincoln Lutheran early in the second quarter by the score of, that's midway through the second quarter by now, leads Lincoln Lutheran by the score of 48-0. Over in D2, Medicine Valley, they lead Potter Dix by the score of 66-19 in the third quarter. Exeter Milligan at halftime leads Randolph in C1 play. They lead Randolph by the score of 38-0. And Fullerton leads Lions Decatur Northeast by the score of 16-0. They are in the second quarter. Once again, Adams Central is just kicking off over on KICS ESPN 1550. St. Cecilia enjoying a nice 13-0 lead over here at halftime. We'll keep you posted on the scores here on 1230 KHAS, and make sure you tune in after the game. We'll be doing some bonus coverage, some break-in scores, and then we'll wrap everything up with the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show once the game is complete. But we're actually going to kick it back here to the KHAS sports studios, and we'll sort of monitor everything that's going on. There's a couple local games that we have on for Flat River Radio, so we'll keep tabs on that, and we'll just sort of play studio host and kind of pitch you around across the state as we have playoff action here on this Thursday night edition of high school football. Well, let's get you back out to the game. St. Cecilia Thayer Central is about ready to kick off in the second half. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, and then we're back with Mike and Jim for the completion of St. Cecilia from Duncan Field.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Rivals Bar and Grill, supporting all the local teams after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. and breakfast on Sunday from 9 to noon. Holiday party packages are available. Ask Rivals for details.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field here tonight. The Hawks are out on top of Third Central. The score is 13-0 here at halftime. And again, the defense has looked very, very good for St. Cecilia here in the first half. Only 19 total yards for Third Central through the first two quarters. And, boy, you don't have any more offense than that. You can't get much done.
Well, it's really tough, and you look at that, only 11 offensive plays run by Third Central in this first half of football, and that's just almost unheard of. Only one first down. St. Cecilia has done a tremendous job. Penalties in the ball game. I have unofficially three for St. Cecilia and two for Third Central, but again, Joel Groffel leading the way, 9 carries, 77 yards. The Hawks with 237 yards of total offense, but we'll try to check the status of Xander Schmidt, who went out with what appeared to be an ankle injury late in that second quarter.
Hey, Ronnie, quarterback keeper on a fourth down and long situation, came up hobbling a little bit. They checked him out on the sidelines. Gus Clark ran that last series of plays there for St. Cecilia, and that's definitely something to watch because Xander Schmidt missed a couple of ball games throughout the season as well. And boy, when you get into the playoff football, you want to have your top-notch guys out there being kind of in full force when you go up to against some of these teams. And next week, if St. Cecilia is able to win this ball game, they would move on to the next round of the playoffs against the team that beat them not long ago, and that was the Sutton Mustangs. That's got to one of the number one seeds in Class C2. So the Hawks have a tough road to hold. We got another half of football coming up with Josh Lanik and the gang over there. I guess you just got to look for something that's going to work offensively and then kind of stay with it until the St. Cecilia can stop it. But, boy, what is that? They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball here in this one here tonight. So Josh Lanik probably scratching his head over there, the head coach of Third Central.
Well, they've just been able to put a lot of pressure on Goodaker and the quarterback for Third Central, and just really nothing going as far as rushing or passing. And, again, St. Cecilia doing very well. But when you look at playoff football, you wipe the slates clean. It's an all-fresh start. But if St. Cecilia would get past this, the saw blade gets a little bit sharper, so to speak. They will face the Sutton Mustangs if they would get by this. Sutton with a big, big game today, putting 56 points on the board. We've seen that game here. Sutton, a very electrifying football team. They have got a lot of talent. But St. Cecilia with a half of football here to go yet. But they lead 13-0.
What about Giltner today? We're talking about playoff football. That's the number one ranked team in Class D2. They put up some 90 points on their opposition today. That was Hayes Springs that came in from the western part of the state. Thank you very much for qualifying for the playoffs. Now go back home.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what I like? I listened to Tyson's pregame show a little bit. And what does that guy know? He knows he picked an upset already in this. He's I'm going to have to get with him on Saturday and Sunday, see what he knows.
What did he know about, who was it, Huntington Cedar Catholic or somebody?
I don't know. He pulls that one out of left field, but he nailed her down on 11 seed, I believe it was, that advances in the playoffs. So anything can happen in playoff football. But, yeah, Giltner, with that interview with Tyson, Jeff Ashby just saying they got a good football team. All these coaches go to the same seminar in the summer. They all talk about good football teams, good football players, good football coaches. And that's what Jeff Ashby said, but then they go out and hang 90 on the opposing team. So how good were they, Coach? I get entertained by all these coaches and their comments. But Giltner, boy, they are. You talk about electrifying. They are a dynamite football team.
They're headed to Anselma Myrna for their next round game. I'll give you $20 if you know where that's at.
Well, it's up in the Well, it's northwest of Grand Island, I can tell you that.
That's what's nice about playoff football. You never can tell where you're heading. You go to some places that you don't normally go to year in, year out. That would be one of them. Hey, you've been listening to the Tice Auto Care Halftime Show here tonight. Tice Auto Care, your full-service total car care service center. Everything from tune-ups to complete overhauls, Tice Auto Care can do it all with over 37 years in business. You can trust Mike and the pros at Tice Auto Care, 3rd in Denver, in downtown Hastings.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Tyson knows. He's smarter than us.
Yeah.
Because I right now, out of 10 fingers, three of them are left that aren't numb. And he's back at the board, probably feet kicked up on the desk. Baseball's on. But unfortunately, he's drowning his sorrows as his Cardinals did not make it in. We're getting ready to get to second half action underway here as Canton Howell will be getting ready to tee the pig up and get this third quarter underway.
How hard would that football be right now? It's been sitting out there in this cold weather. Cannon Howell is going to get into it here for St. Cecilia to get this second half underway. 13-0 is the score. The Hawks are out on top of Third Central in the first round of the Class C2 state playoffs, and with the windy conditions out of the north at 21 miles per hour, the ball is blown off of the tee.
Well, that'll give me time to update a couple of scores here. Adams Central's jumped out on top of Minden 7-0. It is Donovan Trumbull 6, Ravenna 0. And in another C2 ball game, North Platte St. Pat's leads Centura 14-0.
So some ball games are just now kicking off here at the 7 o'clock. Here's a kickoff by Cannon Howell. Return out across the 20-yard line to the 25 to the 26. And that's where Third Central will start. So Dykeman brings the ball back to the 26. Third Central going to be moving from our left to our right here in this third quarter of play.
The 30-yard line. For Thayer Central.
So we're going to bring it right out to the 30-yard line officially.
Yeah, I was close. Northwest of Broken Bow is where Anselma Murda is located.
You don't win the $20. First down and 10 here for Thayer Central. They've got the ball on their own 30-yard line. They'll start off with a shotgun set here. Here's Godekin with the ball. He's going to run it himself. Bounces off of one would-be tackler. Takes the ball to the 35 to the 36-yard line. So Godekin spreads the field here. Tackled the shotgun set with wide receivers to the right side, and then runs the ball back to the wide side of the field. He picks up about 5 yards in the play, second down and 5 yards to go. Just underway here in the second half, the Hawks have the lead.
Second longest play from scrimmage for Thayer Central this evening. That being a gain of 5. Longest play prior to that, 8 yards. Second down and 5 here for the Titans.
There's an inside handoff now for Thayer Central. That didn't go far. They go with the inside handoff for maybe a yard. So it's going to bring up a third down and 4 yards to go. Jacob Kniebe, the ball carrier there, a 5'8", 164-pound junior. So third down and about 4 yards to go, maybe a long three here. Line of scrimmage is sitting at the 37-yard line of Thayer Central. Godekin again in the shotgun set. St. Cecilia is showing blitz here. Godekin maybe changing the play here at the line of scrimmage, looking to the far sideline, and this head coach and Josh Lanick, they all check their wristbands now. On third down at about 3.5 yards to go, Godekin waiting. He's got this snap. He looks. He throws the ball to the far side. That baby's going to be caught. That's going to be a first down. Getting away is going to be Dykeman as he gets the ball up around the 43-yard line. So a completed pass. Tackle was made in there by Bruliette for St. Cecilia defensively, but a completed pass, and that's a rare situation there as Third Central picks up a first down.
Longest play of the ball game of 9 yards, the second first down in the ball game. That is the first down since the initial drive of the ball game way back in the first quarter. Third Central puts the ball out to the 44-yard line, 10:25 left to go in the third quarter.
Godekin wants to throw. Look out. Wildert hits it from behind. There's a fumble, and St. Cecilia has the ball. Wildert comes from the blind side and knocks down the quarterback. Godekin, the ball is recovered there by St. Cecilia, and a big, big hit by Wildert in there. Ball was recovered by Lance Schmidt. Pops right into his hands. Boy, that was a great play by Willard.
Boy, and just as I was ready to turn everything back over to you, you could see Wilner coming on the blitz from the backside. Godekin did not even see him coming. A big, big shot. And again, Lance Schmidt, Johnny on the spot, scoops the football up. And the Hawks are in business. They take over at the Thayer Central 36-yard line. And look who's out there. Xander Schmidt back in under center to take snaps.
All right, Xander injured late in the second quarter, but he's back out here at the beginning of the third as they hand the ball away to Bruliette.
Bruliette
takes the ball for a couple of yards as he angles off on the right side. Takes it down to about the 33-yard line. Mumming on the stop there for Thayer Central. A pickup of 3 yards in the play, second down and 7 yards to go. 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 13-0, looking for more after a big turnover here at the beginning of the second half. Now an off-balance line. Power off to the right side here as Xander Schmidt comes up under center. Power eye formation, handoff goes to Bruliette. He slides through there again across the 30, down to the 25-yard line. Bruliette takes it down to the 23-yard line. So Nick Bruliette having a good game today, rushing the football. Joel Groffel is doing the job offensively for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have got the offensive machine up and rolling here in this ball game, although only 13 points on the scoreboard.
First down number 14 for St. Cecilia in the ball game. Bruliette now 11 totes, 45 yards. They get the ball down to the Titan, 24-yard line just underway in the third quarter.
Double tight ends, Maryland I formation. Brulian again gets the call. He picks up 1-2 yards right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there as he picks up a short yardage. Tackle is made in there by Cody
Krula.
A linebacker, 5'6", 156 pound junior. Second down and about 6 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 21-yard line of Third Central.
Well, 48 yards for Nick Brulietta, and none of them have come very easy. He has been really beat around in that middle, not really able to find a seam and get to the outside. We've talked about Brulietta's speed. He's got good speed, but again, he's doing the job up front there with the offensive line.
There's a pitch play down to Brulietta as he tries to get outside. He does, but he's going to be tackled here. Nice job there again defensively. That's Owinski over here defensively for Third Central. They get about 4 yards in a play. It's going to bring up a third down situation now. Third down and about 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is sitting at about the, 18-yard line? 18-yard line. St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left. They're in this third quarter of play. Ball is on the near side hash mark. Third down and short here for the Hawks. They go back to that Maryland I formation with all three backs stacked up. They hand the ball away to Groffel. That time, Third Central waiting for him right at the line of scrimmage. And getting through there was Jared Marsh. Groffel. He made the initial hit down there. A good job by Marsh, a 6-foot, 166-pound junior. He brings down Groffel. That was a loss in the play of a couple of yards. And now St. Cecilia looking at fourth down.
Boy, not very many times do you get an opportunity to bring Joel Groffel down for a loss on the play. But again, they had eight guys in the box there just begging for him to hand it off to Groffel. They made a great defensive play. Now a fourth and short, fourth and three, the ball at the 17 for the Hawks.
Tino splits out wide to the right side. Here's a handoff again to Groffel. He slides through there. He's got the first down and more as he takes the ball all the way down inside the 10-yard line. Joe Groffel. Boy, you stop him once, but they go back with the exact same play again, and Groffel slides through there for the first down. They take it down to about the 8-yard line. And the Hawks knocking on touchdown door, trying to cash in on a Third Central turnover here in the second half of play.
They only needed about 3 yards. Groffel able to pick up 11. That's 11 carries, 88 yards now. And the 15th first down, they get the ball inside the 10-yard line, first and goal for St. Cecilia.
Cesar Tino is your wide receiver, split to the right side. Here's a handoff again to Groffel. Three straight running plays by Joel Groffel as he just pounds the middle of that defense. Picks a couple of more yards as he moves the ball down to about the 5 or 6 yard line. They're going to mark it right at the 5, so it's going to bring up a second down and goal from the 5 yard line at Third Central. Everything on the ground for the most part here for Hastings St. Cecilia in this football game as expected. And the Hawks trying to punch in another one here, already leading by the score of 13-0. Second down and goal from the 5 yard line of Third Central. Backs in the I formation again with Groffel and Brulietz. Handoff again, Groffel looks inside, bounces a hole to his left. He takes it in the end zone for the touchdown. Groffel wanted to take it right off the pipe there. Found nothing was there, so he bounced it a hole to his left, and he took it in the end zone easily for the score. And the Hawks go out on top now with a score of 19-0.
13 carries down, 95 yards for Joel Groffel, and he just makes it look so easy. He just picks and chooses his holes going off the left side, and he got in there virtually untouched from 4 yards out. So now St. Cecilia adds another six. They lead the ball game 19-0 here with 6:28 left in the third quarter. They capitalize on that their central turnover.
Now the Hawks are going to line up for a two-point conversion. Same set there with Cesar Tino split out wide to the right side, backs in the eye. Xander Schmidt hands the ball away to Brulietta. Brulietta looking to get there, and I don't think he got there, no. So the two-point conversion is no good. Brulietta trying to take it out for the right side. So the two-point conversion is no good. 6 minutes and 28 seconds to play now in the third quarter. It's
19-0 Blue Hawks.
St. Cecilia with the lead. It's the Blue Hawks 19, the Titans nothing.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a winter checkup. Winter driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the cold weather. Tice Auto Care can check your brakes, hoses, and fluids so that you're ready for the tough winter driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your winter vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
Eight plays there for St. Cecilia, 33 yards following the turnover, the fumble by Third Central. Our playoff coverage tonight brought to you in part by The all-new Hastings Ford Lincoln, where the difference is black and white, by T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. And by Dunham Sports, where all their big-name brands bring you in and the low prices bring you back. 19-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the first round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. There's a kickoff. It's going to go out of bounds here on the near sideline. So, again, Third Central will get a pretty good field position. They'll bring things out here. So an 8-play, 33-yard drive there for St. Cecilia, cashing in on the turnover. The fumble by the quarterback, Godekin, on a nice hit by Wilnard for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks now have a three-score advantage here. It's a 19-0 ball game.
Brent Brechter and his Donovan Trumbull Cardinals out to a 14-0 lead over Ravenna. That is late in the first quarter. And looking at other scores, Kearney Catholic with a 7-0 lead over Central City. O'Neill still holding that 14-7 lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. And another final, Shadron has upended Valentine 35-13.
All right, so it's going to be Third Central with the ball on their own 35-yard line as Godekin's going to try to carry it. He's the quarterback.
He's carried by Godekin.
Quarterback keeper, and he runs into nothing but Blue Hawks. Over there was Wilnard again defensively for St. Cecilia. Also over there for Hastings St. Cecilia was Michael Wynn, who was in there and stopped there. It was a pickup of only 1 yard in the play as they move it to about the 36-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go. There's Central moving from our left to our right. Here's Godekin. He wants to throw the ball. It's going to be hit. The ball comes loose, and St. Cecilia is on top of the ball again. A big hit by Hastings St. Cecilia, and it's recovered here by the Hawks. The second straight series that Third Central has fumbled the football. Boy, the hot defense is hitting hard tonight.
That is the second fumble in three offensive plays for Third Central. It was Joel Groffel coming from the backside. He was able to get through there, knocked a football out of the quarterback Godekin, and that was Chris Hartford, Johnny, on the spot that possession, and he takes the football down to the 30-yard line where it'll be a first and 10. St. Cecilia already leading in the ballgame 19-0 with 5:51 left to go, but the Hawks looking for more. Xander Smith will be up under center. It'll be Groffel and Bruliette in the backfield.
So two turnovers here in the second half of play. There's a pitch back, and Bruliette, he fumbles the football. It is still loose, and it's going to be picked up by Third Central. So back-to-back plays here. Third Central gets the ball back at the 45-yard line. I don't know if the pitch was bad or Bruliette just couldn't handle the ball there, Jimmy. He had it in his hands, but couldn't pull it into his body, and Third Central's on top of the football at the 45.
It didn't appear to be a bad pitch. They just tried to run the quick option off to the right side, and it hit Nick in the hands, and then the ball squirted loose. Xander tried to run back and dive on top of it. The ball squirted away, as that oblong-shaped thing will do it occasionally, and Third Central comes up with the turnover, maybe the spark they needed. They'll take over at their own 45-yard line, 5:44 left to go.
It's cold out there, and strange things happen with that little odd-shaped ball. Here's Godekin. He's going to pitch the ball back, and now they're going to have problems with it again. That's a indictment as he fumbled the football, and he falls on top of it back here at the 36-yard line. That was a reverse play.
Dightman
was going to come back to the far side of the field, and he had problems with the football. Boy, it must be really getting cold down here. Maybe the hands are not functioning. The football's getting cold, and everybody's getting cold. And we're seeing some strange things happen here in the second half.
Well, they have a lot of sloppy plays right now. The football being on the ground an awful lot. That was a loss of nearly 8 yards, so it's going to be a second down and 18. The ball back at the 37-yard line.
The winds continue to blow, too. They were supposed to die down. There's an inside handoff, and the Hawks are standing them up right there in the hole. Into the stop there for St. Cecilia is going to be Trevor Ernst. That's Jacob Kniebe carrying the ball, but runs right into Trevor Ernst on that defensive line. About a yard gain, and that's about it.
Yeah, not very many times. I let you stray me aside of things, but you told me the wind would be down before kickoff. You were wrong, sir.
Winds are still blowing.
Boy, it is cold.
They're howling here tonight. Here's a Godekin. He wants to throw the ball. That one is swatted down. Swatted down by the St. Cecilia defense. Getting through there is Cody Zexter that time. Boy, that one.
Godekin
is swatted down by Zexter, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. I think the wind's just picked up there.
I think it is. I'm not sure whether that was my hat or part of my stat sheet that just blew out of here, but I don't have time to go down and get it. The elevator is busted. It's froze up, and Fair Central's froze up offensively, and they will have to punt the football away. Hawks are going to get pretty good field position. It's Brulette and Tino, the tandem back there. They'll stand at the 38.
All right, here comes Hens. He's going to be in the football. It's a wobbly kick. It's going to bounce here at the 45-yard line, and it's going to be down at about the 43.
Fair Central punts it to the St. Cecilia 40.
So it's going to bring up a first and 10 here.
You know, all year long we've asked for tape sponsors. We've asked for, we've kind of begged for a lot of things. Right now we're looking for a Kleenex sponsor. A Kleenex sponsor would be key right now in this ball game, as I cannot even look at you anymore as St. Cecilia takes over in pretty good field position. They've got the football at their own 45-yard line. Comfortably in the lead, 19-0, 4:21. This may be a dandy of a fourth quarter for you and I.
I think the Kleenex sponsor is the least of our worries right now. Here's a handoff to Joel Groffel as he's going to inside handoff as he brings it to about the 47. Yeah, I think I can think of roughly about 10 more things I would need right now other than a Kleenex.
Tackled by
Wentzke. Well, I appreciate the scheduling that was forcing us to come to Duncan Field. But that's all right. It's playoff football in Nebraska. Like you said, we've been in colder. I just didn't realize it was going to quite be this cold this evening. I look like I'm ready to hop out of my tree stand here with all the camo I've got. On the field, second down and 7 here for St. Cecilia. Ball at the 48.
There's a handoff again. Groffel bounces outside. He's across the 50, 45. Runs out of bounds here at the 43. Over here for Ferris Central was Dalton Kenning. Dalton Kenning runs him out of bounds. But, again, Joel Groffel has got a first down and more as he takes the ball into Titan territory. A reminder, after the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game, the coach's postgame show. We'll get you some bonus coverage and some other games going on throughout the area tonight. Then we'll get to the CPI Mr. Tires scoreboard show. Tyson Evronik will be back with all the scores from the opening round of the state high school football playoffs tonight in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Groffel again gets the call. He slides through across the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Go Groffel off of a right tackle. Gets it down to the 35. Godekin in the stop there for the third Central Titans. That was a pickup of 9 yards in the play, second down and one.
Joe Groffel with over 150 yards rushing last week in the ballgame against this same defense. Now with 16 carries and 126 yards. It brings up a second down and one for St. Cecilia. The clock moving right at the three-minute mark in the third quarter.
That thing can't tick fast enough. Here's the handoff again to Groffel. He's going to have the first down as he takes it down to about the 33.
I would wind up and throw a paper airplane down to Randy and tell him post-game coach's show is not necessary, but unfortunately the wind is blowing into our face. I don't see that I'd get it to the sidelines. And they're going to bring in the Jeb Brandt Shelter Insurance Measurement Team to see whether the Hawks have enough for yet another first down. The Hawks already with 17 first downs in this ballgame.
Wonder if Geno's as cold down on the chain gang as we are. They're going to bring in that measurement gang from the far sideline to measure for a first down here. Line of scrimmage is a 34. What?
You know, we tried to shelter this thing up a little bit with a tarp, but that's a great idea, but then I can't see, and now I've got a clipboard and tape's coming loose, and things are really unraveling right now.
We're going to stretch out the chains here, and it's going to be just short of a first down. So it's going to bring up a second down in about an inch or so. We drive by Duncan Field. You can see us up in our little... What do you call that stadium you made?
Well, I bought the blue tarp because I thought it was festive with the Blue Hawks, and it's a couple tarps and a bag of zip ties, and we're good to go. Hawks here with a first down. First down number 18 in the ballgame. They're on the move again.
They give them the first down. Here's a Xander. He hands the ball away again to Joe Groffel. He's on the move again across the 25-20, down to the 15-yard line.
Tackled by
Joe Groffel. He busts through there again. Boy, did you see how high his knees were? He was going to be brought down. Joe Groffel
He took it all the way down to about the 15-yard line.
And
St. Cecilia is on the move again, already leading by the score of 19-0 here in this football game.
Grapple with a 16-yard hard running gain there for St. Cecilia. That is the 19th first down. And now the Hawks get it inside the red zone down to the 16, 225 and counting.
Yeah, Cesar Tino split out wide to the right side. That's Avery Driscoll coming in motion to the near side. And off to Brulia. There he's going to be drugged down right to the line of scrimmage. He is pulled down to the turf. One of the little guy busting through there, getting through there and knocking him down for third central as a Brian Lunger. He gets the tackle there. A pickup of 2 yards in a play for Brulia. Second down and 8. St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in this third quarter of play. Inside 2 minutes to play, St. Cecilia already leading by a score of 19-0. That's Driscoll coming in motion again to the near side. Backs in the eye. Hand off again to Joe Groffel. And Groffel takes it right up the pipe there for a couple of yards. He's going to be approaching the 10-yard line here. They unstack the humanity
tackled
down there.
By Lunger.
They're going to put it down right down at the 10.
At the
so it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 3 yards to go.
19 carries now and 150 yards for Joe Groffel in the ball game as the Hawks looking to tack another 6 on here. They've got the ball down to the third central 10-yard line.
Cesar Tino splits out wide to the right side. Groffel in the backfield with Bruliet. That's Driscoll coming in motion again to the near side. Xander hands the ball away. That's Bruliet. This time he's going to be hitting the backfield and down he goes.
Carried by Bruliet.
Bruliet's going to be knocked down in the play. That's going to be Lunger again on the stop there for Theris Central. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down. It's still about to 3 yards to go. And Cannon Howell's going to come into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. We'll see what Carl Tesmer he likes to do here with 37 seconds to play.
Boy, one thing with these long time-consuming drives, it keeps that offense at their central on the sidelines. Already 19 offensive plays here in this third quarter of action. We're getting ready to run number 19 with 25 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
It's a fourth down situation. They hand the ball away to Groffel. He busts through there. He'll have the first down as he angles off on the right side and picks up the needed yardage here. They're going to have a first down, see where they spot the football. It's going to be down around the 5-yard line. So a nice run there by Joe Groffel as he busts through there for 5 yards on a fourth down situation. So it's first down and goal from the 5-yard line. St. Cecilia looking for their second touchdown of the third quarter. They already lead by a score of 19-0 here in the ballgame. Cesar splits out wide to the right side. Tight end lines up to the left side of the formation. Backs in the eye again, hand off again. The Groffel, he just powers his way toward the end zone. He gets in there for the touchdown. Joe Groffel takes it in from 5 yards out, and the Hawks going on top now by a score of 25-0.
Boy, the Hawks in this third quarter, 20 carries, 85 yards. Joe Groffel just caps off a nice drive for St. Cecilia. That's 21 carries now and 160 yards, 2 touchdowns for Groffel. What a man on a mission, just puts his head down and buries it right in the middle of that third central defense and takes it in from 5 yards out. So now the Hawks will line up and attempt the two-point conversion as they lead in the ballgame now 25-0.
St. Cecilia scored twice here in the third quarter. 2 touchdowns by Joel Groffel, 2 from 5 yards out. Here comes the two-point conversion as the pass goes into the end zone. It is in there for the score.
Tino.
Cesar Tino grabs the ball in a two-point conversion, and Tino is down in the end zone now for St. Cecilia. So Cesar Tino is down after he catches the two-point conversion for the Hawks. That's the end of the third quarter of play. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 27, there's Central nothing.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually. And for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
All right, getting ready for the fourth quarter here. They're still tending to Cesar Tino down there in the end zone. He caught the two-point conversion and then
end of the
went down
quarter,
to the turf. They're going to help him off the field now.
concession stand is selling hot dogs for $1.
How hot are they? May have to run down there and get us some hot dogs.
So three quarters in the books. We get ready for quarter number four. We got some third quarter numbers.
Third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. Again, the defense really playing a great game for St. Cecilia. Only one of two passing for Thayer Central and 9 yards in that third quarter. 7 offensive carries, no yards, 2 fumbles. They proved to be very costly as St. Cecilia scored on both of them. So 9 total yards in the third quarter, only 1 first down. The Hawks with 20 carries, 85 yards, and Joel Groffel leading the way with 21 carries, 160 yards in the ball game, and a couple of touchdowns. And St. Cecilia cruising now with 12 minutes of football left to play. They lead Thayer Central 27-0.
So it appears the Hawks can rest comfortably now and get ready for the next round of the playoffs with a quarter to go. St. Cecilia will play at Sutton next week. Here's the, is that an onside kick? St. Cecilia with an onside kick, and the Hawks are going to recover the ball at the 40-yard line of Thayer Central. Carl Tesmer and the gang, they're crossing up the Titans here tonight. They get a 27-0 lead. They come right back just as we say they're on cruise control. They go with an onside kick, and St. Cecilia recovers the ball down here at the 40-yard line of Thayer Central, and the offense comes back out on the field.
Well, that's something you will not see a whole lot of if that was a design play by St. Cecilia. Carl Tesmer not usually resorting to that kind of actions, leading 27-0. It'll be interesting to find out if that was an actual planned play. But again, the Hawks take over. The Hawks with over 300 yards of total offense in this ball game, and they have the football again at the Titan 40-yard line.
And now we're going to see Gus Clark into the ball game now for St. Cecilia with a huge lead. As we start this fourth quarter of play, Gus is going to run the ball himself. He's at the 40-yard line. He's going to be crushed at about the 37. So Gus Clark into the ball game now for the starter, Xander Schmidt. Gus took a couple of snaps at the end of the second quarter when Xander went out with an injury. But Gus Clark back in there, a pickup of 3 yards and a play, second down and 7. They're tending to Cesar Tino down here on the bench. Looks like nothing serious as they will probably get him back into the ball game as he's lacing up his football cleats right now as the medical staff took a look at his right ankle. Second down and 7 yards to go. Gus Clark with a quarterback sneak here. I'm sure St. Cecilia will just keep the ball on the ground for the rest of the way here and get out of here with the win here this evening. Gus Clark goes straight ahead as they move the ball all the way down to the 29-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards on the quarterback sneak there by Gus Clark.
That is first down number 21 for St. Cecilia in the ball game. Looking at a couple of scores here, Kennesaw is all over Hayes Center, 62-8. Adam Central has jumped out now to a 14-0 lead over Minden.
And now Thayer Central wants to call a timeout. 11 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter at St. Cecilia 27, Thayer Central nothing.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Tonight's game under the lights brought to you by Krieger Electric, serving the greater Hastings Quad County area since 1950 with complete electrical service for all of your commercial, industrial, or residential needs. Call Krieger Electric at 402-462-5757 or you can search KriegerElectric.com. 27-0, Hawks have the lead. And they look at a first and 10 here from the 29-yard line at Thayer Central. Gus Clark in there at quarterback for St. Cecilia. On the near side hash, Gus is going to run the ball again. He slides through there across the 25, out to the 23-yard line. The ball may have popped loose there as Gus was bobbling the ball. But he falls back on top of it. I think Cannon Howell got on top of it there for St. Cecilia, but nearly a turnover there for St. Cecilia.
Yeah, as Clark cleared the line of scrimmage, he was hit very hard. The ball come popping out. Cannon Howell, Johnny on the spot, was able to jump on top of the football. Still going to be a gain of about 5 yards. You talk about domination through three quarters. Thayer Central has only run 20 offensive plays. St. Cecilia, 60. 60 offensive plays, 322 yards to 28 in this ball game. Complete domination.
It's a wonder it's not a larger margin than it is at 27-0. There's a handoff.
Ball carried by Groffel.
That's it. Groffel's still in there. As Groffel takes the ball for about five more yards. Moves it down to about the 19-yard line of a third central. Hawks trying to put this one away here. 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia comfortably ahead of third central, 27-0. They scored two touchdowns, actually three touchdowns in the third quarter of play. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side now for St. Cecilia. They're in the high power set, and they just go with Gus Clark on the quarterback sneak.
Ball carried by Clark.
Gus Clark just powers his way straight up the field here as he moves the ball down around the 15-yard line. St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right here in this fourth and final quarter. Player of the game coming up, coach's post-game show. Then we'll get you back to the KHAS Sports Studios. Tyson Irvonik will monitor the action around the area tonight, get you some bonus coverage coming up, and then we'll get you into the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. So stick around. First down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball down here at the 12-yard line. Here's Gus Clark again, just goes straight ahead. Down inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. This is like your old midget football team here, Jimmy. You just line up and run the quarterback sneak. Why not?
Yeah, we always got real tricky when we run that midget football plays. It was, you get in there and tell the quarterback, you just make sure you get the snap, take it either right or left. We'll signal it. And just simple football, but it's getting them a lot of yards. 5 yards on that play, they get the ball down to the 7. Updating a couple games that are pretty close, Grand Island Central Catholic has tied the ball game up with O'Neill. It is 14-14 with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and Blue Hill has extended their lead now. It is 42-7 with 2 minutes left to go in the ball game.
There's a handoff now. That's going to go to Groffel. And that time, Third Central was waiting for him. Wildard is in there now.
Marsh.
Wildard is in there in the backfield now. Tackle is made in there by Jared Marsh.
So they
go to Wildard out of that Maryland I formation. And Wildard is stacked up. A loss of a couple of yards in the play. Back to the 7-yard line. Third down, 5 yards to go from the 7-yard line of Third Central. 8.5 minutes to play. Here, this one.
And just seen Joe Groffel trot off the field. Probably the last time we'll see him. Really don't need him anymore. He's done a lot of damage against this Terre Central defense here this evening. It'll be Clark up under center with Wilnard right behind him.
Luke Carey is your wide receiver, split out to the left side. And now we got a penalty flag down as Gus Clark receives the ball from his center. It's going to be a
St. Cecilia
delay of game.
All right, for St. Cecilia. Cost him five more yards. That brings the ball back to the 12-yard line now. With St. Cecilia, will be looking at third down and about 10 yards to go.
Well, and we can start looking ahead now for that showdown again. It'll be a rematch again for St. Cecilia as they will have to travel over to Sutton and face the Sutton Mustangs as they were able to upend St. Cecilia earlier this season in regular action.
So third down and about 10 yards to go. As Gus Clark hands the ball away again to a Wilnard, he just powers it up there in the teeth of the buzzsaw. His third central defense, they finally bring him down, down inside the 10-yard line as they move the ball down to about the 6.
By Wilnard.
So Wilnard now getting a
6-yard line.
Some running here. Tyler Wilnard, 185-pound junior there for St. Cecilia. Ball is pushed down to the 6-yard line. Fourth down and about to 4 yards to go. I'm sure St. Cecilia will go for it down here. With a 27-0 lead. Sitting down here at fourth down and 4 from the 6. Luke Carey again. He's a wide receiver split to the left side. Have two backs in the backfield. Wilner is back there as well as Gurliotti, who's still in the ball game. And here's Gus Clark. He's going to run the football as he comes to the right side. The ball may have popped loose down here, but he was going to be tackled for a loss anyway as Third Central is on top of it. So they're stopped on downs as Gus Clark could not stick it in the end zone there for St. Cecilia.
And
now Third Central will get the ball back here.
That was Jacob Knepp coming in there hard from his linebacking position, able to get up around the shoulder pads on Gus Clark and bring him down. The ball did come loose, but it wasn't going to be enough for a touchdown. So Third Central stops the Hawks on downs, and with seven long, cold 17 seconds left to go in this ball game, Third Central takes over at the 9-yard line.
A guy cannot wear enough clothes tonight. Here's there's Central going to throw the ball downfield. The ball is going to be tipped and nearly intercepted as Godekin throwing the ball downfield. And that one was nearly intercepted. Trying to get it to Trev Mumm down here at the 35-yard line, but the ball tipped back there by the Hawks secondary. Ball falls incomplete. Bad thing about that is the clock is stopped. It's 7:09.
Yeah.
It's second down and 10 yards to go. Third Central with the ball on their own 9-yard line. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 27-0. Here's Godekin. He wants to throw the ball to the near side. That one is going to be incomplete. And the intended receiver was Gregory Dightman. There's Central. Again, they had just 17 total yards in the first half against the St. Cecilia defense. Not much here in the second half either.
Well, and through three quarters, 28 total yards of offense here in the fourth quarter. Yet to run a rushing down. They've thrown it three times. Those are incomplete. So Godekin now with 2 of 8 passing in the ball game for just 13 yards, and he's looking at a 3rd and 10 here from the 9.
He rolls out to his right side. He wants to throw the ball again. That time he does, right up with the first down stakes out there. At about the 20-yard line, and he's out of bounds.
Pass from Godekin to...
So they get it to the far sideline. That's going to be Dightman. He makes a nice catch. He's out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Right, a first down there for Theron Central. They haven't had many first downs either.
Three first downs in the ball game. That is Dightman's second catch of the game. 420 yards. We'll credit him with 11. And they get the ball out the 20-yard line. 6:57 left to go here in the ball game.
All right, Godekin standing in the shotgun. There's a pass to the near side. That one is incomplete. Pass trying to get it to Dightman again.
Incomplete. Second down and 10.
So it's going to bring up a second down and 10. The loudest PA system in the state of Nebraska. And now we got to... Our train's going by here.
Yeah, and I think he wants to stop and take in some of the action here in the fourth quarter. Another update now. Blue Hill has gone final. It's Blue Hill Bobcats 42, Kimball 7, and Donovan Trumbull leads Ravenna now 21-0.
There's a pass across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Again, trying to get the ball to Dightman. Just a little slant pattern there by Dightman from the left side of the formation. That was delivered a little bit too far. It's an incomplete pass. Clock to stop at the 6:47 mark. You're listening to high school football here tonight on 1230 KHS. You're a sight. You are a sight, my man.
I am, yeah.
You're dressed in your hunting attire.
You laughed at me when I showed up and had all my hunting clothes on. You said, what are you doing? I says, you'll be sorry. You're the one shivering.
I'm not shivering.
Of course, I'm shivering now, too.
I'm waiting for you to pull a bird out of that thing. Here's that Godekin. He rolls to his left side. He's going to throw the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. Let's see, the officials may step in here. That was nearly intercepted by St. Cecilia. It's going to be an incomplete pass. Officials took long enough to make that determination.
I tell you what, if there's a bird in there, he doesn't smell because he'd been in there last hunting season. It's been a while.
6:33 to play. It's 4th down and 10, and now it's going to be Third Central kicking the ball away. So they elect to go to the airways there, and not much there is. St. Cecilia will get the ball back.
Yeah, everything there in the fourth quarter, all on the arm of Godekin. 1 of 7 passing on that drive there. Just 1 first down, 11 yards, and we'll have back deep. It's going to be Driscoll and also Cato back deep for St. Cecilia.
St. Cecilia defense has looked good tonight. There's an end-over-end kick. Driscoll's going to pick it up at his own 46, fumbles it, picks it back up. He's across the 50, 45. Driscoll on his feet down to the 40, down to the 39-yard line at Third Central.
Driscoll.
Avery Driscoll bringing the ball back there for St. Cecilia. And here comes the Hawks back on the field. Probably going to have some little Hawks out there now.
Going to be a lot of little birds out there. 36 on the punt and about 12 on the return by Driscoll. And we'll check the lineup. Yeah, here comes out of the ball game. Chris Hartford coming out of the ball game. Also,
I think Brooks Asher is going to be in there now. Yeah, it's a quarterback.
Yeah, Lance Smith out. A lot of freshmen. You talk about little Hawks. They are little.
Brooks Asher is just a freshman. He's going to be in the ball game tonight at quarterback, the third stringer for the Hawks. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the ball game. St. Cecilia's got the lead. There's a handoff straight at the pipe. Penalty flag goes down. Dayton Seeley carrying the ball down there for a couple of yards, but then the penalty flag went down. That's going to be illegal procedure against the Hawks. So what you might expect when you see the second and third teamers going to the ball game, they don't get the rumps that the first stringers do, obviously.
See Sam Young in there for St. Cecilia. Brandon Poppy. Talked about that, Brooks Asher. Dayton Seeley. Also into the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Daniel Harden. A whole host of new Hawks in there for Carl Tesmer.
Double tight ends. Here's a handoff again. Bouncing outside across the 40-yard line. It can be drug down. So some new faces coming in there.
Daniel Harden.
Daniel Harden into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. So the Hawks going to improve to 6 wins and 3 losses on the season. Carl Tesmer told me this week that he thought he had a different look in the eyes of his ball club here this week after the season wrapped up during the regular season. It was playoff football, and Carl Tesmer said he liked the way his team practiced this week. Loss of a yard or so in that last play. Here's another running play across the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. Running the ball there was Zach Kitten, who's into the ball game. You're seeing basically the freshman team out there right now. Zach Kitten carrying the ball down to about the 38.
I'm going to give you a trivia test right now. What midget football team did Brooks Asher and Zach Kitten play for?
Oh, do I have to ask again?
You don't have to, but I'll tell you. The Packers, Zach Kitten picking up about 3 yards off left side on the counter play.
Packers won the midget football championship this year.
Well, they get rid of us, and they turn the program around.
Here's Asher pushing the ball back here, and that's he is in trouble again, trying to crash forward for a couple of yards was Daniel Harden. We're down to 5.5 minutes to play here in this one.
Down and 10. Tackle by.
Do you have feeling in your toes?
No, actually, I've got my hunting boots on. I thought they would be enough, but I'm now starting. I'm about a knuckle down on my big toe that is numb. So it's been an experience tonight. I've been happy we could share it together on a Thursday night.
This has been one of the coldest nights for high school football that we have encountered. It might be the surroundings, huh?
Well, yeah, very well could be. We talked about that Aurora playoff game. We were on top of the press box, but there was no wind that night. It was just cold. This is wind, and it is biting right through all the clothes that we have on up here. It's very chilly.
Here's the St. Cecilia was going to punt, but we got a whistle. It's going to stop play again. We're down to 4:46 to play.
Well, and in the punt for St. Cecilia. And as you would suspect, there's not a game gone by where we have all the guys on the roster. Number 63 will be punting. He is not listed on our roster.
Check the freshman roster.
Penalty against St. Cecilia for a delay of game.
So a delay of game against the St. Cecilia. We're going to have a punt here. Dykeman drops back deep for Theron Central. He's the guy who returned a kick for a touchdown a week ago. In the regular season ball game, he's not going to get a chance here as it's going to bounce to 25, bounce it to 20, 15. Nice little kick there down to the 10-yard line as it rolls dead here on the near sideline. And with 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play, Theron Central is going to get the ball back here, but they're trailing 27-0 here in this football game.
Well, even our loud PA dresser up above us does not have the punter. We'll give him 36 on the kick. Very nice. Pins the Titans back at the 7-yard line. Give you another update here from a local team. Lawrence Nelson has upended Osmond 28-26. That is a final.
So Lawrence Nelson moves on. Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Hawks. Right across the middle, and the interception is made by Ty Mangers.
Intercepted by
so
Ty
a pass
Mangers.
Right across the middle. Ty Mangers looks like he was the intended receiver. Went right to him, and Mangers pulls her down for the Hawks, and another turnover for Theron Central.
That is the third of the night. The first interception credited first toward the Theron Central offense, but two fumbles early in that third quarter, and they were credited. They were costly turnovers for Theron Central, and St. Cecilia was able to capitalize with a couple of touchdowns. We got a timeout on the field with 4:30 left to go here in the ballgame. It is St. Cecilia 27, Theron Central nothing, and you're listening to high school football on KHAS 1230.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So 4.5 minutes to play. St. Cecilia gets the ball back. St. Cecilia is going to survive this rematch. We talked about it during the pregame. These these games are always hard to play, especially when you just played them in your final game of the regular season. But St. Cecilia looked good tonight. Their defense was Johnny Lincemont tonight.
Defense outstanding, not even allowing Thayer Central. We'll get to the numbers, but I believe up around 32, 33 yards of total offense in this ball game.
Asher's going to hand the ball away, just banging for some yardage. Straight at the pipe and carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia was Dayton Seeley. Dayton Seeley in there now for St. Cecilia. Again, the freshman crew basically stays out there for head coach Carl Tesmer. These are your up-and-coming Hawks.
12-yard line.
Clock is running. 4 minutes to play here in this one. St. Cecilia is a second down and seven situation. They've got the ball down at the 12-yard line, so a late turnover for Thayer Central, and St. Cecilia has got the ball in good field position again. In fact, they're knocking on touchdown door, fourth down and seven. Pitch play comes back here, trying to get outside and running with the football there is going to be Harden. Harden is going to find some running room out there. Takes the ball across the 10-yard line, down the inside the 10, down to about the 7. So Daniel Harden carrying the ball there. As he takes the ball down, they're going to say closer to the 5-yard line. All right, they're going to give him the 5-yard line, so it's going to bring up a first down and goal. It's Harden got to the first down stakes.
Couple of scores to update. Deion Donovan Trumbull is out on top of Ravenna at halftime, 26-0. And at the end of three, it is O'Neill 14 and GICC 14.
That's been a tight ball game all night long. Here's Harden again. He carries the ball. He's going to be stacked up this time. Stacked up a yard or so lost in the play. Tackle is going to be made in there by Thayer Central. They've got some new guys into the ball game as well. That's going to be Caleb Krupiski making the stop there for Thayer Central. Back at the 6-yard line. Clock is running. We're approaching 3 minutes to go.
Be the longest 3 minutes in football.
I'll tell you what, if I was running the clock, I'd click one off. It'd be all of a sudden 2 minutes to play. There's a handoff again as they go straight up the pipe, and it's going to be stopped short. A little fitting game.
Well, I know the clock operator's upstairs. She's supposed to have knocked three times. They'll
tackle by Wydell.
Understand a winder.
Third down and goal.
Knocked three times in the basement.
On the ceiling, if you want to wind the clock. Down to 2:30 here. Hawks facing a third and three. The ball is at the 3-yard line, comfortably in the lead, 27-0.
Brooks Asher turns around. Nobody is home, so he finds a guy, and he hands it off. He goes into the end zone for the score. Asher turns around. Nobody was there. And then Alex Tino takes it in there around the right end. That's not the way they probably drew it up. Asher turns around, and I'm sure he got eyes bigger than a half a dollar there. No way he was around. And finally, here comes Tino. He gets the handoff, and he runs around right in for a touchdown.
Yeah, everybody going to the left side. Brooks Asher looking to the right. Nobody was there to hand it off to. And Tino, little brother of Caesar, is able to come back on the backside and showing his good speed as he's able to take it around right in and score from 3 yards out. So now the Hawks increase their lead to 33-0, and our mystery man in for the PAT with Asher Holden.
Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes to the uprights. It is good.
Point after touchdown is good. Penalty against St. Cecilia for illegal procedure.
And now we got an illegal procedure call. So to go all that work to get an extra point through there, and then we have an illegal procedure call.
That was a great play by Brooks Asher. The snap was high. He had to come out of his stance and then get back down. He had actually made his way about a yard back towards the kicker. He had to stop. That was just a complete mess, but they ended up getting the football up through the pipes, and now they'll be penalized here with 2:17 left to go.
All right, so this is going to be a long PAT.
You're a mess.
Here comes the extra point. It's certainly long enough. Does that one go through there? Yeah,
wow,
it's in there.
Good kick.
Yeah, the PAT is good.
34-0.
So 2:17 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 34, Thayer Central nothing.
Effort isn't always the difference. Maybe it's a matter of inches. A split second. Feeling the comfort and confidence in your sports equipment. Coming soon, TM Sporting Goods. New to downtown Kearney. Home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson Sporting Goods, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, experienced pros like Steve Varinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods. Coming soon on the bricks at 2217 Central. TM Sporting Goods. A division of Pro Team Design. Find them and like them on Facebook for pre-opening information.
You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
It's been one of those nights.
You think it's funny back there at the studio, yeah, all nice and toasty. Very, very frigid night. St. Cecilia unofficially at about 432 yards, 31 total yards of offense for Thayer Central here tonight. St. Cecilia defense is flat, got the job done as they lead now 34-0.
There comes the run up in the boot. We'll get the final 2 minutes and 17 seconds clicked off of the old clock here. There's the run back by Thayer Central as they've got some new guys in the ball game now.
By Wydell.
That's going to be Weedle carrying the ball back there. Samuel Weedle, a 6 foot, 141-pound freshman, carrying the ball for Thayer Central. So the Titans going to finish out their season 5 wins and 4 losses. They go 0-2 against HC St. Cecilia. The Hawks will improve to 6-3. Now they're getting ready for next Wednesday and a showdown with Sutton, one of the top seeds in the Class C2 State High School Football Playoffs. And would you please call the weatherman and order up something a little bit more conducive to football weather here? There's another fumble by Thayer Central as the snap comes back high to their quarterback.
Fumble
and a big stack up back
Thayer
here. I think Thayer Central got back on top of it. But boy, the Titans having all kinds of problems here. Jay Cottom is the new quarterback in there for Thayer Central. Clock is running with a minute and 50 seconds to play. We've got the player of the game coming up, the coach's post-game show. Then we'll get you into some bonus coverage here tonight before we get into the CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show. So a lot of good games are going on. We'll probably send you out to Adams Central and get the conclusion of that ball game following this one here tonight. So stick around for that. As Thayer Central just runs a little blast play off on the right side. This Hergott, I think, carrying the ball there. Tyler Hergott, as they've got their little Titans into the ball game now.
Well, you know it's getting cold outside because you're starting to get texts. We know who our mystery kicker is. Aaron Gomez, the mystery kicker for St. Cecilia. Thank you to all the folks out in your vehicles helping the radio guys out.
All right, here's a pass to the near sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Yeah, they've got the advantage of running outside and flipping on the heater for a while. You're missing a great second half here, gang.
Well, I know where most of them are. And they're warmer and having a lot more fun than what we are. That pass goes incomplete. And imagine that. We are 1 point away from a moving clock, and Thayer Central calls timeout with a 1:03 left.
All right, so we'll take a break. 1:03 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia 34, Thayer Central nothing.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Get max comfort, max gas mileage, and max affordability in an 04 Chevy Malibu Max. Has the sunroof, the DVD player, and 90,000 miles. Books for $7,975, yours for $7,375 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here. 1:03 to play here on this one. Hastings St. Cecilia comfortably ahead 34-0 over at Thayer Central. It is fourth down, 15 yards to go. They got the ball on their own 25-yard line, and they haven't done too much offensively, so they just go for it. Here's a pitch play, now a double reverse coming back this way. As Thayer Central running with the football, and they're going to come up far short of a first down.
Ball carried by Wydell.
That's going to be Weedle carrying the ball there for Thayer Central on a double reverse. St. Cecilia, even the Little Hawks smelled that one out as they bring him down. And now St. Cecilia will get another chance at things. They with 53 seconds to play here in this football game.
Yeah, Michael Wall's in there defensively doing a good job staying home from that defensive end position. able to force the ball carrier back up in the middle of the field.
St. Cecilia now,
sure, why not? We take another timeout.
Another timeout here. 53 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 34, Third Central nothing.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Well, I thought I had enough clothes, Jimmy, when I came out here. I thought there was no way possible I would get cold. I was wrong. I thought that wind was supposed to go down.
Yeah, nice weather forecast this morning as I called you in. I said, are you nuts? And you said, don't worry, buddy. It's going to be just fine. The wind is going down.
Uh-huh. The 38-yard line.
Yeah, don't believe that's happening anytime soon. Actually, we got an update now from my correspondents. It's Aaron Gonzalez, not Gomez.
Now, which one is it?
Well, that's Aaron Gonzalez is what I've been told now.
If you're going to be a correspondent, you got to be on top of
well,
your game.
Well, that they do.
All right, so it's a penalty on St. Cecilia. Another illegal procedure call here as the Little Hawks are out there. And they're going to run a play straight up the gut here. And I'll slip Randy Aarons and Carl Tesmer $10 and he'll call a timeout.
Tackle by Cottom.
We're under 40 seconds to play here in this one, 34 to nothing. This one has not been in doubt tonight. St. Cecilia has really dominated from the get-go.
Well, they really have. They've not allowed their central anything offensively, under 40 yards of total offense. You'll hear the final numbers coming up here quick. Listen quickly because they won't take long to get through them, but the Hawks well over 400 yards cruising into a second-round matchup with Sutton.
Here's Asher handing the ball away again. Carrying the ball there is going to be a Zach Kitten as he tries to take it around the right end. Kitten is going to be stopped that on the play. And a stop there for their central is Robert Dodes. And that's going to be the end of the football game. 34 to nothing. The final score here, Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win it tonight.
Playoffs and will play next Wednesday.
So St. Cecilia advances to the second round of the state Sutton. Playoffs. Next Wednesday, they'll take on the Sutton Mustangs in Sutton as the Hawks are now 6-3 on the season. Their central will finish out their year with a mark of 5 wins and 4 losses. Stick around. We've got the final numbers coming up for you. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in Central Nebraska.
You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
The fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go,
We're back here at Duncan Field. Boy, it feels like Christmas time here tonight. And maybe the Hawks got an early Christmas present here tonight as St. Cecilia rolling past the Titans on a third central. Final score 34 to nothing. St. Cecilia led at halftime by a score of 13-0. They forced a fumble in the first series of the second half. Recovered in good field position, took it in for a touchdown, got another touchdown later on at the end of the third quarter, and added an insurance touchdown or a mop-up touchdown in the fourth quarter of play, and they go on to win this baby tonight by a score of 34-0 over Third Central tonight. So the Hawks will move on to the next round of the state playoffs. It'll be next Wednesday at Sutton. And the Third Central Titans, they finish out their year with a mark of 5 wins and 4 losses.
Domination, that's all you can say about tonight's football game by St. Cecilia. As the final game numbers brought to you tonight by Tom Dinsdale Automotive out of Grand Island. Find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. We mentioned the troubles for Third Central offensively tonight. St. Cecilia's defense very, very sound, not allowing a lot. The quarterback for Third Central tonight, 3 of 15 passing, only 20 yards, one interception in the ball game. Third Central rushed it 17 times for just 21 yards. So 41 yards of total offense in the ball game. 4 first downs was all Third Central was able to muster up. For the side of St. Cecilia, some pretty big numbers put up. Xander Schmidt went down with an injury, was able to come back in that second half, but Gus Clark and him kind of shared a little bit of time. The two quarterbacks, 7 of 9 passing, 80 yards in the ball game. St. Cecilia rushed it 66 times for 328 yards, so 408 of total offense in the ball game. 25 first downs for St. Cecilia. We look at some individual leaders in the ball game. Cesar Tino with 3 receptions tonight, 27 yards. Joel Groffel had 2 receptions and 29 yards. Groffel, the leading ball carrier, 22 carries, 165 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Xander Schmidt in the ball game with 14 carries and 63 yards. Nick Brulette, 16 carries and 68 yards and 1 touchdown for Brulette. But it's a win. We talked about it in the pregame show. You wipe the slate clean. It's a new season, and the Hawks now are 1-0 on their new season, but the saw blade gets a little bit sharper, so to speak, next week as they travel to Sutton and take on the Mustangs over there in a second-round playoff ball game.
So St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 34-0 over Third Central. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's post-game show. You're listening to High School Football at 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on Hastings Link to local sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
And we're back here at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 34-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, good performances by the entire offensive unit here tonight. Joel Groffel, Nick Brulette, and Xander Schmidt all putting up some big numbers offensively. Then you look at the defense. Joel Groffel had another outstanding performance on defense tonight. We called throughout the ball game here tonight. Wilnard was in on a lot of tackles here tonight. Tyler Wilnard, also Chris Hartford for Hastings St. Cecilia. Michael Wynn was in on some stops tonight for the Hawks. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia was Joel Groffel. Groffel ran for 156 yards against his team a week ago. Groffel tonight, 22 carries, 165 yards, two touchdowns for the Hawks. They occurred in the third quarter of play as they kind of open up the floodgates a little bit in this ball game. Joel Groffel will be our player of the game tonight as the Hawks knock off their Central by the score of 34-0. Stick around. Coach's postgame shows up next.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain, is cutting the ribbon to great savings this Friday in Hastings. Dunham Sports has your favorite brand names at hard-to-beat prices, from golf to hunting and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham's. Start saving on all your sporting good needs this Friday for the grand opening of Dunham Sports in the old Walmart building, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Dunham Sports, our big names bring you in, our low prices bring you back.
The Coach's Postgame Show is presented by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight 34-0 over Third Central as the Hawks are opening up a 13-0 halftime lead to go on to a cruise to the victory tonight 34-0. Defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia, Randy Aaron, is going to join us in postgame. And Coach, your defense tonight absolutely shut down Third Central in this football game tonight.
What did you say, Coach?
So it's a little windy up here.
Yeah,
and it's not, you know, you say your defense isn't that, but it's the kids, you know, and we just kind of basically kept everything very simple tonight on defense and just told them, go out and make plays and have some fun, and if that's not good enough, you know, we'll go from there. But we like to try to you know, use our athleticism tonight, and I thought we played very well at the point of attack, and we didn't get them, they didn't get many rushing yards at all, and I don't know if they got many total yards on offense, but it's a very big credit to the kids. And then tie that in with a couple turnovers and it makes things pretty easy for you.
Let's talk about the defensive side of things. I'll give you the numbers unofficially tonight. 20 yards passing, 21 on the ground, 41 total yards, 33 offensive plays to your 74 offensive plays in the ball game. But your defense, very, very sound tonight.
Yeah, it was. And again, you know, when we try to simplify things and don't outthink ourselves, because a lot of times that's where you get in trouble, is where you try to complicate things. And we knew after last week we had some good, good feelings about what we did defensively, and so we just worked on that in practice, you know, the last few days, and we were able to, you know, just control the game. And then when you look at that first drive of the game, and you know, you give the ball up with 5 minutes left, you take most of first quarter, they're not going to get many plays. And so I would think it's just, again, credit to the kids and, you know, Coach Tesmer having us ready to go again tonight.
Joe Groffel again, another outstanding performance, 160 some odd yards against Third Central, ran against 156 a week ago against this team. So two outstanding performances for Groffel against this team.
Joel's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But it was one of those things, though, tonight, if the people that weren't here, they missed a great performance by a running back, which high knees, turning him over, getting him going. He didn't come down. And many times they hit him at the line of scrimmage, but he'd hit, spin, get some more yards, carry a few people. So it was just an outstanding performance. We did block really well up front, but there were times that Joel got some yards on his own, too.
Talk about one thing. We come into this ball game, we thought one of the big keys was not allowing the big play. You guys have given up some yards on special teams, some punt returns, some kickoff returns, one of this team last week, but tonight really shut them down on special teams. And Coach talked about that in the pregame show, that you worked on that pretty much all week.
Yeah, we spent a great deal of time, and Coach Tesmer always says, and a lot of people say that it comes down to special teams is a third of the game, and sometimes that gets overlooked. And we really did emphasize it this week and had a game plan going in that what we're going to do on kick returns. And I don't know, did we punt tonight? I'm not sure. I don't think we did. So at the very end, we punted. So, you know, when you're able to control the ball, control the line of scrimmage, you're able to do a lot of things well. And I think it's just, exciting for our kids. And, you know, we got everybody in the game tonight. And, you know, our freshmen can say that they played in the state playoffs. And I think that our seniors really wanted that to get the win at Duncan Field tonight.
Now you move on to not Duncan Field. We'll hit the road to Sutton next week. Obviously, a big challenge for you next Wednesday.
Yeah, it will be, and that's something that, you know, at least we have played them once, and so, you know, we can't, you know, practice against their quickness, can't practice against their option game and things like that. So it's a good thing that we've seen it once, because, you know, we can know what's going in. It's going to be the idea that we're going to need to defend it. But then also now, offensively, we can see, you know, what they may have done to us and try to make some adjustments from the first time we played them.
Well, we appreciate being here tonight on such a beautiful evening. Unfortunately, we won't be able to follow you next week, because we will both be in the hospital seeing Dr. Herbert, because we will have pneumonia after tonight.
Thanks for all you do for us. But, you know, again, I know that you're having fun up here as well, and that's something that, you know, it brings out this time of year, you know, just great high school athletics, high school competition. And so we do appreciate everything that you do, the newspaper coverage we get, the TV coverage and everything. So the kids here in Hastings are lucky to have the radio stations here in town support us.
You know, next time, if there is a next time back here at Duncan, he could leave the air conditioner shut off, you know, in our suite.
Yeah, I didn't yet get into my bottled water. It has slush on top of it. We appreciate the Gatorade you brought to us, very frosty tonight. But, hey, we talked about it. It's playoff football in Nebraska, and what would it be without a cold night?
And the funny thing about it is our fans love being here tonight, and they prepared with, they wrapped themselves up in blankets, and, you know, they enjoyed themselves, and they enjoyed watching our kids out here tonight. But, you know, seriously, thanks for everything that you do in support of, you know, high school athletics and our school, you know, in particular. So thank you for everything.
We'll see you next week, bud.
Appreciate it.
Randy Aaron's the defensive coordinator.